Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yes.
To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yes.
The razz every word is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational track to see successful guests promote herself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone. So good to have you guys join us in the house tonight. Tonight is Friday. Oh, not Friday, Sunday, December the 18th, 2011. And of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Want to say welcome, welcome. I just came in the door. See all of you here on the Remix platform ready for our share tonight. Of course, you know Brother Panic is going to be in the house live tonight. Brother Panic is going to be doing Q&A tonight with occult questions. And for those of you listening, and this is your very first time for listening, I want to say welcome and thank you for joining us in the house tonight. I'm also going to welcome you over to come and join us in the chat room. If you have not been over to the Remix and joined the chat room, this is definitely a great time for you to do it. Let me go ahead and give you some directions on how to get there. www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and you can come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, all you have to do is click the button at the bottom that says sign up and come on in. It's sure to be a treat to have you in the forum with us tonight. See lots of people in the house tonight in the chat room. I see you guys over there. It's good to see everyone in the house, and it's good to see you guys in the chat room joining us as well, too, there. See many of you listening on the phone. See lots of international listeners that's listening for us as well, too. And also, if you want to call in and listen, if there's still room on the phone lines, you're free to do that as well, too. All you have to do is call in. Just dial 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and definitely to get on the phone lines. Now, if you didn't get a chance to hear the show that was done on Friday night, we talked about Soul Journeys for 2012, a great show to download, just like all the other Remix shows as well, too, to download. So you could definitely go back and download. As well, too, and definitely go back and listen to that show as well with all the Remix shows. This is a great time of the year for you to go back and get those shows if you haven't listened to them, to do that now. So we're going to get ready to get into the share, but we're going to be bringing Brother Panic on in just a moment as we do that as well. You know, it's just been an amazing year this year. Lots of things have gone on, lots of things happening as well. And so it's been great to have you guys as part of the Remix family to take that journey with us. We're going to be listening to a selection tonight with Etta James. As you guys know, we talked about Etta James on Friday night, and this is one of the selections we're going to be listening to as well, sending just love and light her way. And we're going to be listening to All I Could Do Was Cry by Etta James. And then we'll be right back when it after this.
I
Everyone, that was by Etta James, All I Can Do Is Cry. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix, everyone. We are about to get into the Q&A with Brother Panic here. I'm sure he's going to talk to us a little bit before we actually get started, and then we're going to get right into the remix.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, let's get ready to welcome Brother Panic.
Peace.
Peace, Brother Panic.
All right, you can hear me? Good. What's going on, Blue?
Yes. Everything is good. Good to have you tonight. Everybody is waiting, waiting, waiting. We have a house full tonight. Everyone listening all over from all parts of the world, of course. We definitely have the UK in the house. Look like we have Thailand in the house and Japan in the house and everyone out there listening tonight. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Ready to get down with the get down. Wait for some action. I see people already writing that Beyonce did not channel Etta James in that movie, but y'all need to remember how fucking terrible Beyonce is. So the mere fact that she was legible in that fucking movie, she had to be channeling something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm sorry, what was you going to say?
No. I was going to say, definitely, she had to have that energy to pull that off in the movie. Yes, I would agree.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I pretty much like the movie, and I think Beyonce, you know, is an idiot beyond compare. You know what I mean? She's smart in captivating young, ignorant minds. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's really no big deal just shaking her ass. You know, her singing is terrible. It sounds, the bitch sings like she's out of breath constantly. But what I did find out when she did do that movie, I was like, wow, she can actually sing. You know what I mean? Etta James was vocal on House. He wasn't happy with Beyonce. That's no big deal. But it did show me another side of Beyonce. At least showed me what kids are hearing. And maybe why they're a little bit more attracted to her besides her just shaking her legs. Because Ciara does her thing.
I've always liked Beyonce. I've always liked her. I think she can sing. I think some of those fast songs don't do her justice. But, you know, she plays her role, you know?
Well, you know, I never found her interesting at all. You know, besides the I can't get past the gimmick. I haven't seen her sing anything with any heart, which is the test of a true songstress. If anybody singing comes from the heart, and songs about niggas packing up their bags, it just doesn't do it for me. She made about 55 songs about kicking a nigga out. You know what I mean? That shit did nothing but show me what the fucking Willie Lynch shit was all about. But when she did sing songs, or had to sing songs that took a little bit more energy to put into it, a little bit more feeling to put into it, it did show that if that was the type of song she was singing. This happens all the time. This is not anything new. Mary J. Blige was excellent when she was singing about getting hit in the head with a stick. But after she found Jesus, everything was good. She became uninterested. So what I'm really talking about is just when you hear certain singers, they sing it from a place other than trying to make a dollar. And when and that place, they may get to that place by some earthly hardship. Tina Turner, Aretha Franklin, she got a lot of things going on, you know what I mean, including her husband, who was an actor. I was told this. I never confirmed it. But the guy who played Preach on Coolie High, his name will come back to me. He also played the Colonel on A Different World. He was married to her, and he used to be her ass. J.D. Walker's Revenge. He was in Glenn something is his name. Anyway, he used to be her ass. And I was told, I'd never seen nothing to confirm it, that she found him in bed with her son, Glenn Turner. Thanks, Kali Ma. So there's these hardships that sadly enough, make this singer, including Etta James. You know what I mean? They showed in the movie her hardship. You know what I'm saying? They even showed in the movie the white guy played by Adrian Brody, who is the owner of Chess Records, actually coaching this hardship out of her to get a song out of her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, when you hear Beyonce now, she does, it's in that movie she proves she has the energy to go in that place. But the song she's doing, she's a child of Mace, child of two Rolexes and a ring ding and bling bling and all that player hater shit. You get what I'm saying? So she's making songs just as shallow as that. You get what I'm saying? There's nothing that says you can't make, obviously nothing that says you can't make songs that shallow. But that was the whole music industry in a nutshell. Black people trying to tell their stories and businessmen trying to tell them, you don't need to tell your story, you need to just tell something that sells. Well, let businessmen have won. You get what I'm saying? Otherwise, you know, she'll be wearing a full-piece suit standing in front of a mic. I've never really seen her do that, you know what I mean? And, you know, and it's not even that serious. But ultimately, like I said, it did show a certain versatility in what she is doing. You get what I'm saying? Especially for someone who's not really interested in her. Perhaps if you're interested in her, you'll be able to see, you know, be able to see past what she's doing in her music video. You know, because my sister loves her, too. My sister's my age. So, anyway, Etta James, though, you know what I mean, was always the perfect voice in anything she's done and is real powerful, even no matter how bad I can talk about Beyonce. She's the one who chose to do that movie, not because the movie's being done. She's the executive producer, and she was the one who came with the idea. Beyonce did. To do Etta James and got everyone else on board. So with that being said, Etta James still has this powerful influence over even, let's say, a Beyonce. So now, so dealing with Etta, she's about to make the transition, and you got to remember, all you have to do to line yourself up with it, they already left the blueprint, is just listen to that music. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get into that zone with that music, and you absolutely can do it. I said somebody said she didn't channel Etta, but you got to remember Etta's not dead. See, usually, that's still not an excuse. I don't know if I said it before, but you can get in contact with somebody still on the planet. Because remember, Will right. Smith did channel Muhammad Ali. But see, Muhammad Ali is not using the spirit that he came down here. He's done that already. So that spirit is actually the release to easily be
right.
channeled. Now, Etta, even mm-hmm. after, now Etta wasn't giving her shit up. Because even after Beyonce did all she did in the movie, Etta still said, fuck that, let's battle. You know what I'm saying? So
yes,
Etta to the end was still, right, Etta to the end was still trying to be Etta. Understand how these things
right.
go. Tina Turner,
right.
by the time she got down to What Love Got to Do with It, wasn't the same oop-poopy-doop Tina Turner with Ike. Lionel yes. Richie wasn't that same Commodore by the time he was dancing on the ceiling. You know what I'm saying? And so
right.
My moms used to say, come on, nigga, you know that ain't Smokey. That ain't motherfucking Smokey right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga,
right.
I know Smokey. So there's a certain amount of their, when they came to do and make their impact, a certain amount of that spirit has already done its purpose. So it's no longer being used by them, therefore it could be channeled. But it's a little bit harder when they still walking around using it. For instance, in the same movie, they also said Mos Def really couldn't get Chuck Berry because Chuck Berry still walks around doing the frog walk, you know what I'm saying, on the stage. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
He's still walking around doing his slide. So they're still using that. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, usually when they usually make the transition, what they're really trying to do is get all the energy that they can to go into, to go beyond this realm. Let's just say that. So usually, for instance, Jimi Hendrix raised up Prince. So all of that Prince is enjoying by Jimi Hendrix energy, Jimi Hendrix gets the energy and it acts like rocket fuel to get him out. So Ray Charles, who just made the transition, coming through Jamie is a must. And they usually do leave gifts after that, because after Jamie did that, his career went to a whole other level. Malcolm X came through on Denzel. After Malcolm X, Denzel went to a whole other level.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so they usually do leave gifts. Joe Louis, who died a poor man, came in the 80s, came through Mike Tyson, rose Mike Tyson up. Mike Tyson became Mike Tyson. And then and Joe Louis went to another level. The rapper, 50 Cent, before there was rap music, you were known in New York. They would call it like you getting large in New York. But, your name rang bells. But that was based upon how many motherfuckers you would rob. You get what I'm saying? So robbing was the thing. You know what I mean? Stick-ups.
Yeah.
And there was a notorious stick-up nigga named 50 Cent. Everybody knows 50
yeah.
Cent. 50 Cent was one of the dudes on Rakim's Paid in Full album who was on the back
mm-hmm.
of that, if you look at the back of the album. And 50 Cent, it was one of those things when he got killed, niggas were still seeing him. You know, I'm telling you, he's not dead. The same Tupac shit, they told him about they seen the original 50 Cent live at the Freaknik and all the rest of that kind of shit. One of them guys they couldn't
right.
let. One of them guys they couldn't let die. You know what I'm saying? Now, so you know, these legendary, these templates. Later on, that same template became like a Tupac template. So the rapper 50 Cent used that name, and you see where he is based upon that. So
right.
it's sometimes it's not even them channeling it, them just making the decision to
right.
use those names and the spirit taking them to a whole different level, because that energy pushes them up in the spirit world. You know what I'm saying? So again, it's big. A lot of motherfuckers don't even know who the fuck Etta James was if it
for
wasn't
real.
For Beyonce. You get what I'm saying?
That's
if
true.
It wasn't for no Beyonce.
Right, the younger generation
uh-huh.
really didn't know
right.
until
right.
it came out, until it came out. A lot of people were saying they thought she was dead when Beyonce sung
mm-hmm.
it. And
yeah, I thought she was dead. I thought she was dead myself.
Yeah, my parents used to listen to her music, so that's the only reason I know. But you're right. So many people was like, oh, she's still living? Oh, we thought
right.
she was dead, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
See,
yeah.
And that goes to the example of, though personally I'm not a fan of Beyonce, and personally a lot of conscious people ain't, everyone still serves a
right.
purpose. You know what I mean? It's still that's one circle. So you can't really judge somebody if they like it, if they not. Different strokes with different folks. Who really cares? You know
don't
what I mean?
You.
I can explain it from a perspective of doing music from a long time. My sister's been in music a
right.
long time, and she likes Beyonce. There's no right or wrong. Everything has a purpose. Like I said, when I was easy to write Beyonce off, but when I seen that movie, I was like, damn. Like, if she had songs with meaning, I could see, and then it made me say, well, maybe there's more why these young kids like her. You know what I'm saying? But then again,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't spend too much time on that kind of bullshit, whatever. You know what I mean?
Right,
but,
right.
you know, but
right.
again, I was really shocked that she was one of the people that pushed the idea of Chess Records because
yeah.
Chess Records was badass shit. Little Walter was a bad motherfucker. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I made contact
yeah.
with Little Walter shit, and he told me who he came through, and I can't remember who the fuck it was either. Back in the days, a lot of them, it's really the spirit just recycling itself. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
cause you will have it, it makes a point, and then it's reinforced. You get what I'm saying? Joe Louis made a point, then it's reinforced in Tyson. If you look at the human flaws, that will throw you the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? The way this nigga trying to talk and all of that kind of shit, talking about eating everybody's baby, that would throw you off. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if you
yeah.
look at the overall spiritual point and the impact, it's a different story. So like I said, through Beyonce, it gave Etta James some life. Now when Etta James makes the transition, how could you say, energy to get out of this realm. See, imagine if that never happened, because Etta James showed her ass. After this movie came out, she was talking like
wow.
this shit was Beat Street. We was talking about that, Blue. Like, I'm like,
yeah,
Etta James,
like,
who? You were telling me about that. Like, I'm like, Etta James want to battle Beyonce, have a sing-off.
Yeah.
Like, this shit is Beat Street or something. I'm like, Etta James, the fuck? Who? This bitch is like 84. What's going on here? He's like, yo, Etta James is like, Beyonce ain't get this shit right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they
yes.
going to be hustling in the schoolyard. So I'm like, God damn. So now, if they didn't do anything for Etta James, because her voice was all of that. She has the right to be like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but if they
does.
Didn't do anything to acknowledge her, you could imagine how troubled she would have been leaving this world, especially with no knowledge itself. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Especially with no knowledge itself.
Uh-huh. I was just going to say, the crazy thing is, they actually, I think it was in 2008, Etta James and Beyonce both went to the, I think it's the Egyptian Theater, where they actually was getting ready to see who was going to sing. That was sort of kind of the air. They didn't really put it out there like that, but who was going to sing? And I think when President Obama, cabinet chose Beyonce to sing that over her, that's when Etta came out after that. But it was real interesting that they went to the Egyptian Theater. This is where it happened.
Mm-hmm.
They were chummy at that point. Everything was good to go until after they said, okay, we're going to have Beyonce come and sing this song. And that's when Etta James really sort of kind of, you know, expressed her dislike for what happened. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Basically, we traded you in for a new model. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and all the rest of it. So, like, so you could see, you know what I'm saying, a certain amount of recognition that is needed.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are the mothers and fathers of modern-day rock and roll. They showed you that in the movie.
Right.
Muddy Waters, the Rolling Stones said shit. We named ourselves off of a Muddy Waters lyric. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Chuck Barry said the whole Beach Boys shit is his fucking sound. The whole beach music sound. That whole sound. And that was a whole fucking sound. You can watch right now on Netflix, OGs could only really appreciate this. The Annette Funicello and Frankie Valli beach movies. You know what I'm saying? Them shits was a shit. They had little Stevie Wonder on it too. You know what I'm saying? He did a little guest appearance. But they used to play what they call beach music. And in fact, beach music made a comeback. If you watch Quentin Tarantino's movies, he uses all that beat. When you hear that weird music, That's what they call beach music. And that shit started from Chuck Barry's guitar.
Barry.
And they showed that in the movie. So you're talking about people who are, that's like telling Chuck Barry, no, you ain't going to play for the president. We're going to get Lenny Kravitz. And Lenny Kravitz is the shit on the fucking guitar. But you're talking about iconery. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about icons here. And then if you didn't know who I was as Etta James, you niggas just seen the movie. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to have my black ass up there. You know what I'm saying? So you can see there's a form of that torture. You get what I'm saying? So usually when that happens, people can make the transition, but they're still worried about their human experience on Earth instead of the greater part of what they contributed and what they are and how they could be received. So usually you'll have people stuck on that. So Beyonce playing that role when Etta makes the transition, see, nobody would – if you didn't see that movie, this is what you would have heard.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
Etta James, this is all you would have heard about that shit. Not that she's ill, she's getting sick. All you would have heard was Etta James dies on Tuesday. And you're like, damn, I thought she was dead already. You know what I'm saying? That's all you would hear. So the mere fact that she's on even our mind between the conscious says a lot. You get what I'm saying? So the idea is just play the music, you know what I'm saying, and think of wishes of her making it to that next level. She sang a lot of heartache songs, but it represented
she
was well at representing the soundtrack to a black Holocaust or a black experience, which is much needed because it taps into that love frequency. Why would we go through the Holocaust unless we're going through that level to realize certain other levels of love? You get what I'm saying? So the soundtrack to that is most necessary. You can hear her sing and you could totally you totally can escape. You get what I'm saying? Totally could escape. All right. So, you know, we're going to do another song, from her a little bit later on. And, you know, we're going to talk about something else real quick, then we're going to do questions and answers because we'll be here all night letting me run my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I want to pick up on something I brought up last week about social programming and how thought can shape this reality. Now, we pointed out that consciousness is a measurable energy, a frequency. So when they do a ritual, whatever that is, whichever Illuminati member y'all think y'all is doing it, what they do is send up an energy of fear. You know, they blew up some buildings or they set some earthquakes. They show you some folks getting their ass kicked and stabbed up. It sets out this fear frequency. You know, they show you black people running around in the streets, turning cars over, black people fighting at clubs. That fear energy, we feed into that. Oh, man, I'm scared. It might happen to me. It could happen to us. They was doing it the other day. They're going to do it to my kids. It was vaccine. That all of those thoughts then feed what they created as the stimuli. And then ritualistically, they can pull that energy down, and that's become the battery for what it is they're truly trying to do. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So this is an action. They wait for your known reaction, and then they can eat off of your reaction. You get what I'm saying? Because this is thoughts are measurable. You get what I'm saying? And they can tune into that shit just like a radio. So while we think as conscious people we're immune, but that's far from the case. Now that we have one voice or one social representation through Facebook now, you can see one event happen, one terrible event, and you can guarantee to hear the same thing or the same type of thing throughout the entire conscious community. So if they can do that and they can make us say, oh, that's so terrible what they did, or, oh, I'm glad they finally slipped up and did that and this, that, the other, that means you now have a measurable frequency that they can tune into. Now,
That's right.
The idea is to have a thought frequency that they cannot tune into based upon love. Love of true self, not love of humans. Once you buy into the human thing, you bought into polarity. So as much fun as you had, that also comes with it as much ass-whipping as you had, can possibly
right.
get. In fact, that's how they can dish out ass-whipping, because of your love for humanity. This is has
right.
to be go beyond the love of humanity into the love of your true self. They cannot access that thought frequency. And there's where you can make
right.
things happen, because they cannot control that thought frequency. They can only control
right.
your lower thought frequencies. That's why they do things that are based in low frequency actions. Blow something up,
mm-hmm.
kill somebody, throw an old lady down
yeah.
the steps, fuck up your
right.
water, fuck up your groceries. They do these low things because you are in fear and you are scared, and they can gauge your reaction. As long as they can gauge
yeah.
your reaction, then they got you. So you'll say, well, Brother Patty, you sound so fucked up. You don't care about humanity. You don't care. I said, no, I don't. I make it my business not to have the reaction to add to the energy that they can suck up off of me. You get what I'm saying? So in other words, they can't feed off of me. You get what I'm saying? While you
right.
think you're not a physical slave, you've got their mental, astral, energy slave getting sucked. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So my first job,
yeah.
no matter how I personally feel, is not to allow myself to think in a reactionary way, a reaction to what it
yeah.
is they put out as stimuli, like you a fucking cow, like you Pavlov's dog. They ring a bell and you start
right,
drooling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They do that to a little girl, you start drooling. You get what I'm saying? So until you can get past that, you ain't said shit to me. Because no matter what
right.
you can recite, what you are doing, they're not even doing that bullshit for your physical reaction. They're doing it for the energy that you give off when they do it.
Yeah.
So no matter what you say or what you act like, you still scared. That's why the fuck you need to say it in the first place. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
As long as you're there, they are doing that. They are socially engineering you. That is called social engineering. They are building the reality that they want. They are building the reality that they want for control over masses and for using you like a slave. You ain't got to go beyond that. Using and controlling you. You're under mind control. This is mind control. That's how they mind control you. Like I said, we all know there's a conspiracy behind what they do, but here's the newsflash. They're not trying to hide a conspiracy. In fact, they're trying
no.
to let you know it's a conspiracy so you can say
yes.
conspiracy. You get what I'm saying? So if 10 people say conspiracy,
right.
then their job was done. So while you're busy trying to uncover a conspiracy, that's the plan. For you to say there's something rotten here. You get what I'm saying? And then all 10 of y'all are just, but did you see this? But did you see that? I didn't see this. I just, yeah. You are now reacting. You are now reacting. When you hear me talking about, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, because I'm not reacting to them. And that's what I urge you to
right.
do. Stop reacting to them.
Right.
Stop giving a fuck. You get what I'm saying? Stop. It sounds cool,
right.
but ultimately, when you do give a fuck, oddly enough, you're feeding them to keep going. You get what I'm saying? They can't do that if it doesn't have an effect anymore. You get what I'm saying? They can't do that because
right.
your thoughts are supposed, they're not supposed to be able to gauge your thoughts. They're not supposed to be able to gauge your thoughts. It is quite simply called social engineering. And let me demonstrate a lovely piece of social engineering, something that came through this weekend. Blind, crippled, crazy, white, Jew, green, orange, or otherwise, if you just came to that person and asked them, are we are in end times, they would say, yup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether they're Christian,
yep.
Jewish,
yes.
if you just walk randomly. Now, we're not talking about if you say, what do you see for the future of your kids? Because everybody will say, well, they're going to be doctors and lawyers. They're going to clean up the planet. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. No, we're talking about if you
right.
separate them and say, do you think this is end times? You'll have a few intellects. Well, I can see where the Christians are this, that, the other, this, that, the other. I'm like, but if you logically look, the economy is bad, the food is bad, you know, agriculture done fucked everything up, water, they said we got about fucking 7 years of clean, drinkable water on this motherfucker. You name it, there's something. You get what I'm saying? So it's clearly in end times, you ain't got to be in a religious. What does that do? That also creates a thought frequency.
Okay.
So, which means if the planet thinks that is, if the people on the planet thinks that is over, that's the actual way it's going to be over. That's the actual way.
Right.
So what would they have to do to socially engineer you, back into changing your thought frequency for a future? One word, Obama. Obama.
Yeah.
They gave you Obama, and ultimately every Negro on the planet said, I can now call him my president. You get what I'm saying? My president. So this gives you hope. But that was only the warm-up. Remember, 2012, everyone knows that date. So it's not really the date that's important. They just have to line a ritual up with that date, and the re-elections line up with that date. The re-elections line up. On the air, I found that that nigga's name was Herman Cain. Them niggas was making this shit biblical. First, what they're doing is doing the Cain and Abel. Obama's the good one. He's the evil one. He's the evil one. So now they still got the Republicans as evil. The Democrats as good. Now, they're going to give you some other white guy, but Cain was the ritual to set off the white guy. It becomes evil versus good. Listen closely. Evil versus good now. Cain was the evil one. Cain was the evil one. Obama's the good one. So now it's in our subconscious, this biblical story that we heard since we was 3 years old, this fight of good against evil. Now when you vote for Obama, you're voting for good. And good in a future where evil now becomes represented as Republicans or as the end of the world. And Obama past 2012 represents good, future, and so on, which changes the thought frequency. Which, again, if you would ask someone, do you think the world is ending? Fuck yeah. But now that same person, and remember, the most important people to do this to is black people, of course. The melanated thoughts are the most deepest and powerful. Now, think about this now. Black people wants this world to end. Wants it to end. I don't care how hopeful you are. Every nigga should be pouting every time they punch that time clock. And pouting when they go home just because they know they got to get up again, go again in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So they need us. They're trying to change the frequency. When you watch on Netflix every documentary about the 2012, you'll hear white people saying, we can change this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We can change this shit. You get what I'm saying? Now, what they had to do, but they've been trying to change the thought frequency. That project is called Going Green. You get what I'm saying? Now you have them, they're too little too late because they don't understand the earth, so they need to get their, they're trying to socially engineer their masses. See, niggas been going green since we got here. You get what I'm saying? There's nothing more going green than a nigga shitting in the woods in Africa eating some manna. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing more going green than that shit. So them going green, organic, and you see how, you ever go to Whole Foods and see how proud a motherfucker looks because he buys some organic celery? You know what I'm saying? This false pride. How fucking they look like, they look at you like, what are you doing in here, nigga? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you are organic because.
Right.
You are organic. You know what I'm saying? So now they socially engineered. See, while we thinking, the government's role is to be the bad guy. So all they have to do is tell you something, and you do the exact opposite. You get what I'm saying? The government says, eat this corn. What's the first thing you're going to do? Eat the other corn. What if the idea was for you to get the other corn in the first place? They understand. Just understand that they understand what you understand. We operate like they operate in ignorance. We need to start operating like they don't give a fuck. You get what I'm saying? They doing what they do. They using you to get what they need. There's the Al Gore side who says, look, see, in the Al Gore side almost won in the 60s, where you think the LSD thing was. A whole bunch of white people walking around going, love, planted, breastfeed. I was talking to my aunt about this. She said, you know something? Them motherfuckers could dance, too, back in the 60s. That shit just went somewhere else. I said, yeah, their music was popping because they was on the motherfucking hallucinogenics, even though they were the bullshit hallucinogenics that you could get a bad trip from. There's DMT, which is a natural substance, melanin, that gives you that spiritual experience. But there's something called DML, where you get from angel dust and LSD and all that. In ecstasy and all that shit. But peyote, mescaline, ayahuasca, all of that creates the natural experience. So they were going in between the two, but white people going to the next level. But do y'all know what stopped the hippie movement? Charles Manson, who was a government agent. Because they couldn't say that hippies were killing anybody. They couldn't say that the drugs were doing anything that was really bad. They gave you Charles Manson. Now you had LSD that killed somebody, hippie movement was over. White people was getting down with the get down. Later on, Al Gore is trying to come. See, they're fighting amongst themselves. You get what I'm saying? Al Gore is trying to come with, look, we need to go green. We need to become black people. That's all they're really saying. We need to become one with the earth to save it. You get what I'm saying? And these niggas are so late in the game, they just figuring out recycling. You know what I'm saying? They're just figuring out how to recycle. So now they just give you all this bad shit about regular food, which a gazillion motherfuckers still eat, and then everybody else goes to the other side. But they go, I don't trust white people, so I eat organic. But wait a minute, isn't it white people that's telling you it's organic? You know what I'm saying? When does it stop? You know what I mean? And what's crazy is you can go watch Michael Moore, the Bowling for Columbine guy, Tim McVeigh, the one who blew up the building in Arizona, his brother was like, I own an organic farm. You know what I'm saying? My shit is all organic. And he sells to industry. So now I'm sitting there going, all these frequency niggas, you know what I'm saying? You know, I talk to my broccoli before I eat it. What conversation? Who the fuck is who's? We don't know who's giving you this organic shit. You get what I'm saying? So we need to stop having, it's the best choice. You know what I mean? But we need to stop having stock in that like it's life-saving. The only thing that's going to save our life is getting the motherfucker off of this realm. This realm is designed for this floor right now. That's why it's going down. This shit has all been predicted, laid out, prescribed. So we living out what we're supposed to be living out. This is not something that just happened to us. You get what I'm saying? This is something that we made happen to us for the purpose of our new rise. And that's the frequency we need to get in. So you got to understand how they're really trying to stop it. They're really trying to stop it by giving you hope. Hope in this place when if you ask the average Joe, they do not have hope. Anybody, what do you see? All you got to show is there's girls, we think we got it bad and got something to complain about. You lucky you have a forum on Facebook to fucking complain anywhere. You get what I'm saying? They got fucking girls that are born into fucking slavery right now. Yep. Right now. As you sit there eating your Pop-Tarts and goddamn rice snacks, there's a little girl being born into slavery right now. They don't show you they've been in it all their life and know nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Dancing, and this is all in India with Hanuman and the rest of them too. You get what I'm saying? This place is in that place of corruption. It's time for us to go beyond this reality. We don't wore the wheels off this motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? So they don't show you these tragedies steadily because they're not trying to control you with these tragedies. They're trying to what they show you is what they're trying to control you with. You got to understand what the mind control is. Obama is nothing more than a mind control tool to get you to socially engineer you into a hope of something going beyond this apocalyptic world, which really can happen because this shit is all about our thoughts. The only thing is they can only slow something down. They cannot. Eventually is going because this was laid out in a place that was beyond this. is supposed to be finished out by the ones who are here, coming into this realization. And long story short, we wouldn't be having this conversation if it wasn't winning. All I'm telling us is how to win faster. You get what I'm saying?
Right, yes. Yes.
So we can get down to some Q&A because, you know, I'll be here all night.
All right, everyone. We are going to get ready to do Q&A, some take some questions for Brother Panic. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for Brother Panic for your occult questions, as well as we get ready to get into the share. Also, if you want to contact Brother Panic, if you haven't got the herb pack 2.0, I don't know where you've been, but you definitely need to get that. And the email address is panic, P-A-N-I-C, PAC, P-A-C-K, P-A-P-A-C-K at hotmail.com. You can do that as well. So that's for the herb packs, the bath, books, and much, much more, lots of the chants and everything. So press 1 when you get on the phone line. That way we know that you have a question. So we're going to go to the phone lines because it looks like we do have some callers on the line. And we're going to go to the first caller. Looks like calling in from area code 340. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 340? Oh. They obviously are not ready. You do need to press 1 if you're on the phone line and you have a question. The next caller calling in, it looks like from area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Can you hear me? Am I on?
Yes, we.
Oh.
Yes, you are.
Hello.
Who's on the
hello,
line, please?
Miss.
Greetings.
This is Jewel. Hello, Brother Panic. I have a question, but first I want to say, I've been doing some work with ODB, and it has proved to be, I guess, more beautiful than I ever imagined, which is really wonderful. A couple weeks ago, I was just in a really rough spot. I had channeled in the night before, and I felt like I made really good contact. And the next morning, my daughter was just really throwing a fit, and she's a lot like her older brother, just really trying to run stuff, and it's been really hard as a single mom. So I, you know, was just ready to bust into a ball of rage, and I looked at his picture that I had set up on the altar, and it struck me, big baby Jesus, you know, Jesus energy, pray, pray, pray. So I just, you know, prayed to him right then, and I said, look, please help me, because I don't want this to end up like with my son, you know. It's really bad with him. I've, you know, did him dirty, and I just didn't want to do that to my daughter. So immediately this calmness came over me, and I, you know, says, okay, baby, have a good day. It'll be okay. Mommy will fix it. Kissed her and sent her out the door to get on the bus. And that very day, this whole mindset came over me, which is, if you knew me to know, I'm 400 pounds. Often I eat, you know, steaks and rolls and, you know, all kind of sweets. And, you know, I can pack it in. And this whole mindset came over me. You got to give up the pop. You got to give up the sugar. And you got to get to the doctor. So, like, I was like, whatever. You know, I went with it. I gave up the pop. I've drank pop for my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Gave it up. Went to the doctor. Got my sugar tested. And found out that I have sugar issues. And now, just within the last 2 weeks of attempting to control that with diet, because I refuse to take the medicine, like, all my rage is almost gone. It's really amazing. I had no idea that I was probably having sugar issues. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that he really led me to that. And
oh, yeah.
Panic, you know, you, when I first talked to you, said Wicca. Go try Wicca. And, you know, at first I was like, oh, I got a bone to pick with Brother Panic. And then I was like, no, you know what? I read the Emerald Tablets. And something in there said, almost like the Bible says, don't throw your pearls among swine. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Giving out all the good stuff. So after I read the Emerald Tablets, I need to read again because things don't stick with my head. But so then it took me to look up Set and, you know, Osiris and all that other stuff online. And I got the real big impression that the government, the preachers, the white man, you know what I'm saying, quote unquote, as a big whole general, is nothing but Set trying to lock our souls in a box. Am I, like, completely off balance on that?
Yeah. Set is just another polarity. That fight represents the duality in you. The white man hasn't even been around long enough to even be to bear the title of Set or even
right.
the devil. There's nothing holding you down. Your thought. Look at it more this way. Your thought of them holding you down, what it may represent a green man tomorrow, your thoughts can be looked at what Set is. And Set is nothing but the old regime. There was Set worship before it became Osirian worship and so on and so forth. Set just represents the old you that needs to be transformed. Haru represents the transformation. Look up something called The Tale of Two Brothers, which is basically the Set and Horus relationship. They're the same thing. So later on, we're adding people like white people and Illuminati to some shit that really don't apply. Your human thoughts are Set. Your soul is Horus, and your soul actually has to beat up your human perspective. It's really that simple. And as you pointed out with ODB, that's exactly what spirits are for. The story that you told is actually what you're supposed to be using this for. That's
right.
Why you're supposed to understand what these spirits do. And again, as I pointed out before, more than even Set, Horus, Oshun, and all the rest of the cast, more of these motherfuckers who came here and went are probably the more powerful because they know your story. They were just here. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you call out to, let's just say, Oshun or Kuan Yin for some compassion, those things work because they represent the cosmic compassion and the cosmic love. But more specifically, you can get more compassion to ODB because he was just here with your black ass, with your monkey ass.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So he those guys are more fast acting. Goose, more fast acting. Etta James, more fast acting. Ray Charles, we can go on and on. These were
right.
those gods that showed up, and now the energy is configured for your problem. So that's you just did what you're supposed to be doing, praying to them motherfuckers, calling on them motherfuckers, invoking
right.
them motherfuckers, invoking these motherfuckers. That's what it's for. That's what these tools are for. That's what the shit is I'm selling. Why do you think I'm selling ODB oil? Because the shit works. Not because it's just something
to
do.
Mine.
You know what I mean?
I'm so excited.
Not because it's something to do. Not because it's something to do. Because the shit works. You get what I'm saying? I only fuck with shit that works. I only fuck with shit that worked for myself. So I can do nothing less for anybody else. Everything I've ever sold is some shit that got me to another level. That's why I can feel I can back it up. So,
right.
yeah, that's what it's for. That's normal.
Well, I definitely made an oil with the herb pack, and I love that. The oil to the
right.
dome is beautiful.
Right.
Also, and I credit him, you know, for showing me just simply because when I was watching the video, one of his videos, he says, you know, nothing's new to me underneath the sun. And
right.
this is really crazy. I'm about to tell you something I've never shared with anybody in life. But when I was about 7, I developed this condition called trichomelomania, which I don't know if black children really get it or not. I know that I've seen a lot of white kids get it, but it's actually where you pull your hair out and you eat
right.
the hair bulb on the end of the hair.
Nah,
and
that don't sound like black shit.
No,
exactly.
but then again, I've seen a chick eating toilet paper on TV, so, you know,
well,
you can't make that claim.
So I never, like, as I got to be an adult, I've learned to control it, obviously, and it came to me that it's probably something I lack in my diet, you know, but I didn't really ever know what. So on
yeah,
my it, eating
Yeah, healthy, that's called melanin.
I'm lacking melanin?
Yeah, that's
what they said. So on my journey of eating healthy, I picked up some sunflower seeds. And as I was eating them today, I thought back to a childhood memory. I used to have this yellow cockatiel, and we had a bird, a blue finch, and the blue finch would sit and pick my cockatiel bald on the top of the head. And I remember as a child, I would love to watch him eat those sunflowers. And it very much occurred to me today, I was sitting here eating my sunflowers, and I was listening to ODB, and I was popping those sunflowers between my teeth, and I realized that that's the feeling I used to get when I was a child when I would put that hair in my mouth. And I wonder if, that something in those sunflowers is what I was lacking, and perhaps it was the fat, because I hear that our brain is made up of fat, and it is just...
I'm going to tell you what you need to do, and it's the same thing I told you to do before. You need to get with the Wicked shit. The Wicked shit
was designed...
You really
think that? You're just sending me away.
No, I'm not thinking. I'm telling you. I don't do guesswork. You need to get with the Wicked shit. The Wicked shit is... on a more metaphysical level than just the magic, it is getting with the mysteries of chlorophyll. And chlorophyll is nothing but the nature's melanin. And once you get past the mysteries of chlorophyll, when you get deeper into the, what you think you're going green for, you're going green melanin, you're going chlorophyll. I told you before, you need to get with that. And then that will help you. So those nature sunflower seeds help you because they are a natural food. That's what your people need to do.
Right.
So quite simply, get with that Wiccan shit and watch your life just turn into rainbows and cotton candy, and you'll be living on Lollipop Lane before you know.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to continue here live with questions for Brother Panic. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so we know that you have a question. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 219. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. This is Jason and Gary.
Greetings to Jason and Gary.
How's it going? I've got a question with regard to the end time events and how this works for us later.
Mm-hmm.
We know this cycle is ending. The goal is to not do this cycle again. So then when we bounce from here, we go somewhere else. Isn't there a cycle there too?
Excellent question. I've talked about this in detail before. The idea is to get the fuck up out of cycles. So, if you see the sun disk or the hieroglyph of the sun is a circle with a point in the middle, consciousness represents that middle point or that point in the middle. So going through that middle point actually gets you off the circle, gets you outside the wheel. So you've heard maybe people say, well, we're going to a higher dimension. If we go to that, let's say, higher dimension, we'll just get more shit done, but we'll still be in that circle and perhaps can revolve back around to this dimension. So the idea represents you're supposed to be finding this middle point. The 12 disciples are nothing but the 12 zodiacs. The word discipline comes from disciples. So you're supposed to be disciplining the zodiacs. And disciplining them, getting them under control, basically means you went around the wheel already and you got all of that under control. There's nothing you need to learn as an Aries or nothing you need to learn as a Taurus. So becoming the 13th or the conscious Christ energy puts you through that gateway. That same gateway is what I'm talking about with the Doth. Now, they considered the world of the real the quantum world. The quantum world, as opposed to what we're in the atomic world, is all connected. It is all one thing. So in other words, it doesn't spin. One side of the circle is the same as the other side of the circle or an androgynous yin-yang type of thing. It is all becomes one. So you're getting out of cycles. They call it the cycles of time. Does that answer it?
I think so. So then at that point, is that a point where perhaps you stop movement? So then you stop.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing like it's nothing physical because the world travels at x amount of time, you know, is traveling in a circle right now. The world is. But we don't even know we're moving. We need a 5% to give that number. You ever hear 5%? The world travels at 1,055,755 per hour, brother. I'm like, good. Now, so you don't know you're moving. Technically, you seem still. Atoms itself, right. Technically, this world is an illusion because everything you're looking at is atoms. And one thing is harder than the next because of the rate of spin. You get what I'm saying? So it's not a physical comprehension of stillness. I guess the best word you could say it's beyond the spin and everything is connected. Or if you look at any half the scientists that you could grasp their concepts of the quantum world, that would be a more accurate explanation of that. When they tell you the string theory, that everything is connected.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So to be spinning, if I'm on the north side of the circle, that means the south side of the circle is coming. But if everything is connected, you are no longer on the north or the south. You're everywhere. You become the all. That concept that they say God is one. He's the all. God is everywhere. You get what I'm saying? It's the same thing. You become everywhere, everything. You're not neither here nor there. You're everywhere. You get what I'm saying? And you're nothing at all. You know what I mean? So that's why when they start explaining God, even in the Bible, it gets to this mystery thing. You're everything, but yet you're nothing. You'd be like, what the fuck does that mean? But technically, you are. You'll be everywhere, but yet nowhere because no one can define you. You're not definable in this context. So you're not definable as you could spin, but you can't. But you'll be still. Now they'll say God is stillness as well. So not stillness where it ain't moving, but stillness meaning it's in between movement. You know what I'm saying? And you're not really going to get like, oh, okay, I got it. It's more conceptual because with your brain in this world, you cannot really fathom it. You get what I'm saying? You can only conceptualize. The best conceptions are, if you can get some easy ones, or the quantum world, and usually when someone is talking about the quantum world, you're still sitting there going, what the fuck did he just say? You only get fragments of it because they're trying to explain something. They're trying to bring something that they're trying to bring a greater reality into this reality. So this reality, what we do know is everything's going in a circle. And if I was to say to you, look, you going in a circle, that's another way of saying you ain't going nowhere. And then I spoke about this in the last lecture that we are just going in a circle, basically. We're going around and around in a circle. The Mayans map, they have four forms of count. One was, I think, 10 years, 100, then something else, then eventually the long count. And basically they said, during this time, this type of shit's going to happen. During this time, this type of shit's going to happen. This shit's going to happen again. You get what I'm saying? So they just looked at where they were in the stars and said, okay, we're going to have a big tragedy, okay, the economy is going to fall. Okay, somebody's going to do some buildings. Okay, it's going to be a great time of war. So they knew what was going on. All of this shit was just going in one big circle. So they also knew you needed to get the fuck up out this circle, in any circle, to really be in a form of real life. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's like that whole concept of like, get rid of the ego. You can't do it as long as you're within the circle. But as you move outside of the circle, the ego no longer matters. And that's
exactly,
when you actually...
Exactly. You become a part of the whole. So you're under the illusion. You're actually still a part of that whole now, but with the illusion of separation creates and needs the ego. I did a whole show on the true ego, because, you know, if you tell a nigga to kiss your ass, all of a sudden you got an ego. But that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ego is more personal. And in the mere fact that you flinch, the mere fact that a fly flies when you try to swat it or a roach runs when the light on, that's an ego. And you need an ego to survive down here. You cannot do it. The idea is more to understand the ego, and when it's time for your spiritual work, does your ego get in the way? Or is it your ego you're feeding or your true self you're feeding? Those are the questions you need to ask, and those are personal questions. No one can judge that for you. You get what I'm saying? You know, I there's people who I know learn shit just so they could tell other people shit. You get what I'm saying? But if you ask, well, now that you read that and studied that, what have you, what's the idea, the light that came on it with you for even reading this shit? It basically is nothing. They're just repeating so that they know enough to repeat it so they can repeat it to you and you go, oh, that motherfucker knows a lot. You get what I'm saying? Because there's a bunch of shit you ain't heard. So there's so many ways and levels of the ego, but the idea is you go beyond and shed yourself of the ego because it's no longer needed. That's the whole concept of the Lords of Mayat. I have not stolen. I have not pissed on somebody's goats. I have not beat up my neighbor. Because your ego, if you see yourself as an individual, you have done all those things. You get what I'm saying? I say, if the shit was, I have not told a lie, ain't none of us making it out. You get what I'm saying? We all getting eaten because I lied for cookies, you know what I mean? So I'm going, you know what I mean? But the idea is once you understand the concept of the ego, and you won't be standing in front of Osiris, what they're just talking about is how you get pulled back down to earth versus how you go on. Once you understand that you were never really here, panic was never really here. So I have not stolen, I have not dishonored thy neighbor's goods, I have not threw any old ladies down the steps, because it's a form of saying my false self may have done all of that, or the ego. So it's a form of shedding the ego. So it's clear, yeah, the ego has, it has no place when you're connected to everything. It's no need. Everything is everything. So it's no real need. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's correct.
What I get is, say, for example, I'm in that space where I'm doing the meditation, and there's this idea that you're supposed to clear your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like on what space, but at the point where I can go through the meditation work and I have no thought, I've experienced the all.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the whole idea, because all of that exists within. So, for a thousand ways that someone says they can do it, there's another thousand ways someone says they can't. So when you give out this advice, the idea here is to see how people could get to that space of revelation. Somebody was telling me a story that the Beatles used to go see this goddamn Swami. And not Ringo, but George Harrison, I think. George Harrison said, damn, you know, you tell me to meditate and go to all these places, but as soon as I close my eyes, I start seeing all these songs. And the Swami told this nigga, well, what the fuck you think we're doing it for? You need to get up and get a pen. He said, it takes, but I'm getting this after 3 minutes. He said, well, good for you. You know what I'm saying? So there's many ways to get there. And there's many people, you know, most people, I don't know if I'm doing it right, but I'm seeing this, that, the other. So it's about how you can get to that place where you are feeling something different than this reality. You get what I'm saying? There's plenty of technique. You know what I'm saying? Plenty of technique.
Sure.
And I've given out plenty of technique, made up plenty of technique that works. So, you know, that's actually what you're supposed to be doing, because all of that exists in you. You just have to realize that through the chatter. And the chatter is nothing but the ego. It's nothing but the ego trying to resist, because the ego also protects you. Like I said, a roach runs and a fly flies. So the ego also protects you. So when you're trying to go into these places, the ego starts to protect you, because the ego wants to survive as an individual. The excellent movie on that is the movie Revolver, with the dude that plays in 17 Crank movies, that same dude that did Crank number 17. What's the boy, the rapper, Andre 3000 is in it, and Big Pussy from The Sopranos. Excellent. It's an excellent movie. It's done by Guy Ritchie. It's called Revolver. But the entire movie is also, Ray Liotta's in it. The entire movie is about the ego, one of the most tightest fucking movies about the ego. Guy Ritchie was fucking Madonna, and she must have had an open off that Kabbalah shit. But when I say this motherfucker did an excellent movie on the entire nature of the ego, telling you who your biggest enemy is, all that Illuminati shit is your own self. Revolver, a must-see. A must-see. If you want to deal with the ego, that's what you got. That you could do that in a movie and get a full understanding of what that shit's all about. So that chatter and all of that's just your own ego. Your own ego will tell you you're making motherfucking progress. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You could judge that by how much you want to go tell the fucking world. You get what I'm saying? Everybody learns just want to go tell the world. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't buy cupcakes. You know, get a pomegranate and all this kind of shit, you know, because they learned some shit. You know what I mean? Jesus ain't real. You in church telling niggas Jesus ain't real. So by the time I start seeing when people start making progress, you know what I'm saying? When people start, you know, that's like a nigga go into jail and just sitting around talking about, there's a lot of negative energy around here. Like, nigga, that ain't deep. You in jail, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So it's like deep for nothing niggas. You get what I'm saying? You know, I'll write something stupid on Facebook and niggas will come back with a paragraph of for nothing shit. So what I started to notice when people need to tell people and explain that they're still trying to convince themselves. Some of the most advanced people I know would never open their mouth because they came to a point of contentment with what it is they becoming. You get what I'm saying? And they understand you cannot make someone else become what you become. You get what I'm saying? Only if they're trying to become that or greater. You know what I mean? So usually I can tell when people are often repeating this shit at the drop of a hat and trying to explain how deep they are, I can say they're just feeding their ego. Your heart, the consciousness has to come from the heart. It does not come from the brain. So, again, the brain is the – now, listen closely to this now. The brain is in the way. So your step one is to get into plain books because it satisfies the brain. Then you have to get into the practice, which is from the heart. And then, when the brain tries to interrupt – it cannot because you have satisfied it with the book already. So when I started getting into the wildest of the wild shit, going, this shit is just too crazy to work. But then I said, but I did read the book that said this, that, the other. And then it totally shut the brain down. Now, the other thing, which is bad, you can get these books or these lecture tapes and feed your brain. And you'll be the greatest philosopher of everyone else's philosophy. You get what I'm saying? And you really have not done anything for yourself. The brother, A.A. Rashad, dropped in one of his lectures that when you're a baby, you know, you're circled and you turn into that lima bean. And then your head is actually attached to your heart before you start turning into that lima bean shape. And your brain is actually sucking up off of your heart. And your brain, as your head moves, as you separate more and your head moves to the top, your false self is your brain and your true self is your heart. So you come out led to believe your brain is the center of who you are instead of where your heart was the real center of who you are. So when I see most conscious people, they're still feeding their brain. You get what I'm saying? That gray matter. You get what I'm saying? And a lot of people ain't feeding their heart. In fact, I see motherfuckers' ego trying to tell you how much they're coming from their heart. Oh, beloved. Oh, Hotep. Oh, queen. And oh, sister. You know, I'm like, you fake motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? I know you fake because you wouldn't walk in your mama's house calling her beloved and Hotep. You would say, hi, mom. So which means by statement, by just plain fact, you fronting. And I think I said this before.
Right.
Slick Rick said that. Slick Rick said this shit, and it was profound. He said, none of y'all hip-hop niggas go in front of your moms and be like, know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? This and that. So by nature, you are fronting. By nature,
right,
do it in front of your mom. So I know you don't go in front of your church-ass aunties and them going Hotep and Arabugani and or any. I heard about 75 different forms of fucking hello. And in between that, 70 different files of forms of why the fuck are you emailing me? And I heard 75 fucking forms of me saying, all right, nigga, move on. You get what I'm saying? But because you fronting, just say hi. Say what's up. Because then I'm like, well, at least you're dealing with some real shit because you know you don't talk to your family like that. You know what I'm saying? Some girl emailed me something. I wish I would have known. I would have wrote so you could read this shit. I said to her, when you call your kids for dinner, do you say all of that bullshit? Oh, I thought we could be friends. No, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? When it's you heat up them SpaghettiOs and dinner, sir, and say, you know, the lysine deficiency, which goes forth, that comes within, that reverberates throughout in a cosmic explosion that sinks in your very consciousness of nature, that titifies your melanin for a melanotic reaction, Brother Panic. Like, what the fuck did you say? What did you just do? What did I miss here? You know what I'm saying? What did I miss here? Because all you're really supposed to be saying is, could I be on your friends list? You know what I'm saying? You know, just keep it simple. Because you don't do that to your mama. You don't do that to your grandma. You know what I'm saying? Hi, Hotep, Grandma. You know what I'm saying? So by the very nature, you fronting. You know what I'm saying? By its very nature, you fronting. So you already done showed your cards with some Hotep shit to me. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't walk around saying it. You know what I'm saying? You don't walk around saying it, so it's bullshit. So a lot of it, for me personally, a lot of it is me just letting a motherfucker just run his mouth in 3 seconds. I'm like, oh, you ain't this shit up. You ain't this. Oh, this motherfucker getting somewhere. You get what I'm saying? Getting somewhere. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's not really for me to judge or whatever, but I observe. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to observe. So if motherfuckers is trying to get out of it, this is who I'm telling the story. If you're perfectly content to where you are, then, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, shake a tail feather. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's like, who you fronting for? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? That's what you really have to say to yourself. I don't walk around. I wouldn't go in my old hood, you know what I'm saying, but I grew up telling niggas Hotep. So I don't see no reason. If I ain't going to act like that when I act around the people who I grew up with since a kid, fuck, I'm going to act like that in front of you. Hi, queen. You know what I'm saying? When I go to my hood, what's popping, bitch? What you been up to? Nothing. And so I'm going to be the same nigga. You get what I'm saying? This shit is right, supposed to.
No. I was just going to say, you're right. Because the, truth be told, and I know we're laughing here, but I'll just say this. Truth be told, the people who really study that and work with that, they don't even use it like that. It's not even that kind of, they say it to people with love, and that's just who they are, and you know that. But they don't come at people who, that's not your world. Why am I, it's like
right,
speaking a different
right,
language.
Right, like you can see behind it. I mean, some people just say it because it's social. We on a social network. I get it.
Yes.
I don't really, but let's be honest. You can hear people who hold on to those words, those type of words.
Yes.
To draw up a picture of themselves that they really don't believe themselves, otherwise they wouldn't need those fucking words. Let's not kid ourselves. You get what I'm saying? And even still, don't just because you say Hotep don't mean you can't throw me a what's up now and then. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Keep it real. Well, you know what I mean? What I'm talking about is this performance. I'm talking about a performance, and I'm using the word Hotep. As it, because just saying a word Hotep doesn't make you bad by nature. You know, that's silly to believe, but let me just say that, to say that. But because if it's not Hotep, it's some new shit, a Budu Gani. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? Where did you get that from, son? You know what I'm saying? Where did you get that from? Where I'm from, you can get beat up saying that shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, nigga, what's up? A Burigani. What? What? You know what I'm saying? So, and I see in the room, you know what I'm saying, niggas figured it out. A lot of women figured this shit out the hard way. That shit's a pussy hustle.
Oh, yeah.
That's
words
in my ear, queen. And then calling me next week, this nigga pissed on my rug and pistol whipped me. Like, regular nigga shit. Or worse than regular nigga shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, worse.
Nigga gave you
worse.
An L Bay Deluxe. You know, she called, I got an L Bay Deluxe black eye. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Don't think you found a better class of God. Investigate. You know what I'm saying? Investigate. Investigate everybody, no matter who they are, what they working with. See who's see what's what. You know what I'm saying? You know, people, you know, I see a lot of girls are hinting to me as if me and them were together, somehow we'll be living on it, you know, in a magical wonderland or some shit. I'm like, shit, as much as I like to fart, you wouldn't last a week. A week. You know what I'm saying? Shit, nigga, I'm a goddamn Shaolin fart nigga. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't last a week. You know what I'm saying? Brother, why are you farting? You supposed to be eating cucumber juices and shit. Like, nah, nigga. You had the wrong nigga. It's a regular nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear shit about. Yeah, I don't want to hear shit about your dreams or nothing. Think we gonna be in here building all night? No, we gonna be watching BET.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? This motherfucker dropping some deep shit. honey, this is Wednesday, and guess my dream. Nah, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Make me some eggs. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? You can't do it. That's why y'all niggas need to give props to Khadijah. She can do it. You know what I'm saying? She in this motherfucker like this, handling it. Damn, nigga, when the fuck you gonna put the toilet seat down? God damn, you forgot how to wash a toilet? I be hearing that kind of shit. Damn, nigga, put your shoes up. Where the fuck did you grow up at? Be hearing that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So please believe. So, you know, you better know who you know what I'm saying, fucking with. Hotep seems to be the motherfucking passcode now. You know what I'm saying? That's the pussy passcode. Hotep, the pussy passcode. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, sweetie? Hotep. Oh, this nigga gonna get some pussy now. You know what I'm saying? He said Hotep. You know what I mean? It's like, we need, that's when we know we under mind control. You know what I'm saying? That's when we know you on mind control. You know what I'm saying? Wow. We got to get past, you know what I'm saying? We got to get down to the heart. See, that's why you got to shift this consciousness from your heart. And that heart is how you feel. Because you know, and I know I can get a lot of applause. You know there's so much shit you've seen in this social circle where you sit there and could do the shit but go, this shit is fucking stupid. You know what I'm saying? I ain't putting my hair like that. But you say, oh, sister, that's beautiful. Brother, you looking like a king, brother. But you know that shit is stupid. You know what I'm saying? You know niggas will rob your flip-flops. You wear that shit around your hood in Newark or some shit. Walk around with goddamn Hotep flip-flop. Niggas will, you be walking home, you know what I'm saying? Talking about, I was just trying to open up my chakra. That's why I was walking. No, your slips, your fucking sandals got robbed, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Real, so... When you shift it from your heart, you get what I'm saying? When you shift it from your heart, it's like what happens is everything, you start to feed everything that you were your entire life. You start to understand the true self. Like, now I understand why I did that when I was 6. Now I understand why I did that when I was 7. Now I understand why I did that when I was this. You understand yourself, and you understand why you're here. If you feed your brain, you start thinking you this fucking messiah or some shit that came to save these wretched black people who cannot save themselves. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Who cannot save themselves. Everything you need is in you. It's here. You don't need nothing from nobody. It's in you. The only thing that you could say you need is maybe someone who's done something to give you some pointers to get to yourself. Right. You get what I'm saying? And that's it. You get what I'm saying? And really, you still do it, because I was going to do this show regardless. The fact that you are here, you did it yourself. You get what I'm saying? The fact that you are here, you did it yourself. So with that being said, when you start coming from the heart, and how do you do that? Because I know motherfuckers won't ask, but how do you do that? How you do it is you want to know this knowledge for no other reason than to know. For no other reason but to know. Not to tell nobody, not to save nobody, not to speak on and on nobody, not to drop no science nowhere, not to help your brother, not to help your dirty sister who can't get out off of church, none of that, not to help crackheads, not to help no babies, none of that. You need to know just for you to know. And when you become a knower, your light shines so bright, the people around you, ironically, that you're not trying to help, will see you for help because your light, your light will start to shine. You talk, when your brain starts to shine, all you did was just have a fucking argument. That's just another argument. You get what I'm saying? I had niggas I used to argue with since we was little, just homeboys. Nah, fuck that nigga. I ain't like that movie. Fuck, that movie was hot. And then by the time I started dealing with this, when I was at the brain level, nah. When I became at the heart level, the only thing I used to say to my nigga was like, yo, man, let's go get a turkey burger. And the nigga just sat there, well, what do you think about that? What do you think about this? Because it becomes self-evident. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Self-evident. Mm-hmm. And like I said, when you are always reaching out with a fucking saying, you get what I'm saying? That means you're trying to provide evidence. Why are you trying to provide evidence when you're supposed to be doing something that's supposed to be self-evident? You get what I'm saying? That's self-evident. So you get what I'm saying? So again, how do you do it? How do you come from the heart? You just got to know just to know. Not know to repeat, know to teach. Why? And I've been tested on it so many times. If for no other reason, this kind of way. Because I never remember shit. You get what I'm saying? And believe me, I got a memory like a fucking elephant. You get what I'm saying? I remember my diapers being changed. Real talk. And I remember my aunt stuck me with a pen. Real talk. You get what I'm saying? So I have a memory like an elephant. I forget because I'm not trying to remember it to repeat to you. You get what I'm saying? I went to know it for myself. And it comes up as it comes up. You know what I'm saying? I remember having this mind as a kid and wanting a fucking bottle. And I remember losing my conscious mind as a kid because I would, you know, bump your knee, get fucked up, ass whippings, you know what I'm saying? You can't find your blankie. All of that shit started adding up, and I remember, like, it was like I was going farther and farther away. And then I thought about this. You know, I used to always remember I had this mind, break down Kabbalah and all that shit. But then I thought, I said, well, if I had this mind, why wasn't I thinking of nothing deep? I said, okay, even with your great mind that you picked up where you left off, when it manifests here, is still in question mode. So there's no reason to come here as the all-knowing. If you came here, you came here to learn. So I remember coming knowing and being conscious and the person in my mind that I am, then losing that and just becoming regular human guy based upon touching the stove and disappointments, you know what I'm saying? Disappointments. Yeah. Now, depending on your life, because I see Moon Chiefs, I can't remember stuff like that. Guess depending on your life, you get what I'm saying, how many traumatic things you may have had. Now, traumatic, not seeing your moms get thrown down the stairs, but this hurting, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you was a little bit more monkeying around and you was busting up your knee a little bit more. You get what I'm saying? These things, like, shock you into protecting the body. You get what I'm saying? So it's instead of just doing, you know, when you look, you just do crazy shit. You walk on the edge of shit, you know what I'm saying? Jump roof to roof. But the more you get hurt, the more you want to protect the body. So protecting the body gives rise to the ego. So the real thoughts you have get suppressed. Like, I can't remember in detail. I remember flashes like anybody, but doing meditations and probing, I remember having this conscious mind in a baby's body. Like, couldn't do shit. I'm like, this bitch just stuck me with a pin out, kicking her fucking teeth, but just couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, goddamn, I hate these people. I hate these motherfuckers, but couldn't do nothing. I don't want to go to bed and all that crazy shit. I want, give me some cookies, motherfucker. Cookies! Now! You know what I'm saying? You was that person, but after a while, I was like, you just sitting there pouting, eating broccoli, going, I hate these motherfuckers. Becoming more and more human. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Becoming more and more human. So the best advice for any form of consciousness, know just to know. Crack, look under every rock. Just know just to know. Don't even, you know just to build in a circle. You know what I'm saying? I just hear, my head is just a sewing circle. You know what I'm saying? When you was a circle, you know, just a sewing circle. Somebody asked when I was a baby. Yeah, this is when I was a baby in diapers on the bottle, getting my diaper changed. I remember these things. And as I grew up and hit my knee, got disappointed for toys or lack of toys or having to share my shit, I remember getting more protective of the body, and it felt like my mom was going back, which it was going to the subconscious mind. So when I became full-blown conscious, I started having these memories again. So as I was saying, this shit is about the heart. You get what I'm saying? A heart. This shit is a repair on yourself. We, you know, Facebook is fun. Y'all see me on it every day, bullshitting, you never see me trying to teach on that motherfucker. You know, having fun. I do what the shit is for, to put up some bullshit and to laugh at some bullshit. What I'm saying?
Right.
Let's not kid ourselves like we fucking in Egypt on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? This shit is for some bullshit. This shit ain't for sitting around kissing anybody's ass. Oh, queen, what did you do with your hair today? Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and you know you want to say it, and I'm comfortable with saying it because, as I said, I'm coming from the heart. You know you don't give a fuck about half that shit you see. You know that shit look funny. That shit look funny. You ever see, like, the picture with the black man kissing the pregnant woman's stomach? And niggas is like, oh, that shit's priceless. Like, motherfucker, and don't do it for me. I need a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I'm coming from the heart, and don't do it for me, you know what I'm saying? That picture with the black woman with the earth in her stomach. Yeah, motherfucker, you should have, you could read that. You should know that from your mother. So you don't need a picture to back some shit up like that. Even white people call this motherfucker Mother Earth. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so, like, I need something more challenging. You know what I'm saying? That's not challenging to me. You know what I'm saying? Challenge me with some shit. You know what I'm saying? Challenge, nigga. Challenge. Goddamn, that black man touching a black woman's finger at the beach. Niggas is all, oh, that is just so fucking beautiful. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? You can go to Walmart and touch a nigga's finger. You know what I'm saying? Challenge, nigga. Your niggas got to go a little bit harder than that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, oh, this is so lovely. This is so lovely. The black woman walking in the sand with a fucking head wrap on. Ooh. The African, the ancestors would be proud. When you show me any African talk about some proud ancestors or from mediocrity, you know what I'm saying? Oh, a nigga just hugging a black woman and they both ain't got no shirt on, but the photographer managed to blank out her nipples. The ancestors would be proud. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. We got to do better. We got to do better as a people. You know what I'm saying? We got to do better as a people because this shit here is not enough. You know what I'm saying? I had enough because that shit ain't enough. You know what I'm saying? See, for instance, when I see Griffin, I don't know if he puts his artwork up, but when I see that, I'm like, God damn, this shit is something right here. You know, this nigga made the Milk Thistle Fairy. Ain't nothing better than the Milk Thistle Fairy to me.
It's famous to
I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
That's how y'all know about the Milk Thistle.
Right. I'm like, this, see, I'm like, shit, I need to put the Milk Thistle Fairy up for healing. His shit is for healing. I can heal myself with it. You get what I'm saying? Nice pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go to church and see nice pictures. You know what I'm saying? In fact, I can go to church and see better pictures. Two-dimensional shit. When you go this way, the eyes look at you. When you go back that way, the eyes. Some better shit than just some nigga sitting in a goddamn water fountain. You know what I'm saying? Or the black man holding the weights up. You ever see that one? Nigga just holding two weights up in his hand. The black man has the weight of the world on his shoulders. Like, oh, motherfucker. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You know what I mean? Come on. So, like, when I see the Milk Thistle Fairy, I'm saying, okay, here you have a conscious person creating these gateways to shit. Because that's all it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? So even if you say all of these lovely pictures, you know, the picture of the black baby and all the rest of that, that is lovely shit. But wait a minute. This is supposed to be the advanced people who already found enough love in themselves to start studying their science. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to boost up their fucking self-esteem. See, because that's what those – see, if those pictures around here would say, oh, this is a lovely house of self-esteem. You get what I'm saying? Now, see, if they come the fuck upstairs, they're going to see some shit that ain't that lovely. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
yeah,
why you got that? That's scary. Why they say it's scary? Because it challenges them. You get what I'm saying? It challenges your psyche. You get what I'm saying? It challenges your psyche. It forces you to overcome something to absorb it. You ever see niggas just look at Baphomet and go, oh, my God, that's the worst thing I ever seen. But at the end of the day, you're only looking at a goat, son. You're only looking at a goat.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
For real, you know what I mean?
You can't get past that. You get what I'm saying? And then I see people who've never seen it go, that shit looks nice. Because something in their psyche is beyond that. That tells a story. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, black man holding a black woman's belly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's nice, but, you know, that's for kids to say, okay, with low self-esteem. Who still think they, you know, in the middle passage. Oh, we do love each other. I thought we knew that. This is the conscious community.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We know that. You know what I'm saying? We know you the queen. I don't have to call you the queen every day. Don't I know you the fucking queen? I know as much as Khadija tell me you put down that toilet seat, she the fucking queen. I don't walk around, that's my queen. You my queen. Queen. Let's go to the store, queen. Queen. We need a haircut, queen. Okay, king. Fuck out of here. We know who the fuck we are. Know what I'm saying?
Right.
We know we are. Fucking panic. Take out the garbage. Ah, keep one of the kids to do it. Two motherfuckers, that's what you had them for. That's our conversation. Queen. What's for dinner, queen? Get the fuck out of here. That's some low self-esteem shit. You know what I'm saying? Some low self-esteem shit. You niggas got low self-esteem. Queen, how was your day today? Fine, king. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? How was your day, queen? Enough of this. Let's take the next call.
All right. We are live chatting and chilling with Brother Panic. We have about an hour and 22 minutes left to go in the forum. I see you guys on the phone line. If you have a question, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so you have a question. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 360. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 360? Okay, they must not.
Are you there, queen? Queen!
<No. laughs> We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 269. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Jamé Toi, and I'm calling from Kalamazoo. Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Panic. This is my first time calling.
How you doing?
How's reading?
Pretty good. I'm a little nervous, by the way.
No, nothing to be nervous about.
I've been dealing with a lot of precognition lately. I feel like I've been floating in between this world and the physical world, and I've been seeing a lot of entities lately. I mean, it's nothing new to me. I've always seen things since I was little, you know, and I've always, you know, made my own potions, that type of thing. Always very self-aware. I just kind of need some advice on how to remain grounded and balanced because it's starting to interact with my day-to-day life. Like, I'm sitting at work in my office and I see a little cat-like entity, like, walk across the office and I'm like, what the fuck, you know, excuse my language. But, so
No, believe you me, that's advice. Like,
no.
That's cute.
You're fine.
That's cute compared to how I talk. That's like cute. That was almost like saying hallelujah.
You know,
so you see this cat.
With, yeah, I see all kinds of weird shit. Like, but anyway, I need some advice on how to kind of remain grounded because I've been dealing with a lot of stressful stuff lately. Like, I'm about to buy a house. I've got a really stressful day to day human shit, as you would say, Panic. But
no. That shit. That's the shit that you need to do. Well,
advice.
Let me tell you. The first thing you need to do is communicate with them. Seeing spirits, that's just as natural, you know what I'm saying, as, you know, brushing your teeth. And just the levels of it is how far we've come out of that. That's what the whole panic pack movement is, to get people to see these spirits. But the idea of that, the idea is for you to be able to get something out of that.
Right.
So you're in a place where you have pineal activity, and you said you did your own potions and those type of things. So the pineal
Let me give you some more history. I'm originally from Charleston, and my family is big into root work, not on the good end. Like my mother has been known to do some negative root work against the family. So, you know, I could be dealing with some negativity on that end, too. And
You can clean. You get any of that off of you. Are these spirits driving
you
crazy?
Can clear.
Oh, no. You know,
Then
that,
you're not
that
dealing
side
with
of it,
it.
I do spiritual baths, and I can tell them, you know, get the fuck on.
Is your life suffering?
No, not at all. It's just
then
hard for me
the
to,
first thing you need
disconnect.
To do is get somebody did something off your mind. That's irrelevant then. What you need to do is, since these spirits are active, you need to put them to work. The energy is making itself known. So all you're doing is just looking at a pot of energy that's walking around. It's cats, dogs, frogs, and hogs.
Right.
None of that matters unless you can get that to work for you, either by information or bringing some energy to you or taking some energy away. So it sounds like what you need to do is start orchestrating or conducting. You need to become a maestro instead of a cat showing up make that motherfucker earn his paper. What the fuck are you here for? You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So if you had potions, you need the potion. You need to have a potion. If you can make your own, again, that's what the herb pack is for. But if you can make your own, make something that strengthens the pineal gland. Some elixir that strengthens the pineal gland, and find a technique in starting to make communication. What you can do is email me, panicpack@hotmail.com, P-A-N-I-C-P-A-C-K at Hotmail, and ask me for a list of previous shows I've done. I have shows that just deal with methodology on communicating with spirits. So I give out information on how to take, because a lot of people, every third person says they see spirits. So again, this is what's supposed to be happening. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
The idea is if you're not making use of it, or possibly if they're tormenting you, that's the issue. So it's just it's good that you can see them, but
I don't know how to make use of it, because I would always see them, and then for like maybe 10 years it was nothing. So I just, you know, went on
well,
as you would say, and then it just started becoming more active, like the past few years. So I think my problem is I don't know how to go about interacting. So I'll email you and get a list.
Yeah, just get a list, and I give a lot of even all the shows.
Yes.
You know, you can just go through.
Yeah.
I give techniques on how to talk, tricks. I mean, it's no more than just focusing your mind and talking as if someone's in the room. If you see something in the room, ask that motherfucker what you want, what it wants.
Right.
Start feeding. Do you feed the spirits liquor and candy and cakes and
that's
food?
That's the thing,
Panic. Like
I need to email you so I can get a panic pack, because my mind is so damn busy. I can't. It's usually there for like a few seconds, and it's not strong enough for me to even say, hey, what's
up? You just need to open up the pineal, and that's another version of chatter. See, a lot of people meditate and get this chatter, which are spirits. So if you have that chatter, the herb pack calms that chatter down, so it'll do the same thing. It'll put these things in order. The idea is you're supposed to have dominion over your, you know, or some spiritual prowess over what's going on in your life. If they're running you, popping up, keeping you awake, then you know that's how you have to get on the case. You know, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol on their ass. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And just and that's how you straighten it out. You start orchestrating, and you know that comes. The communication tool is the pineal. So once that's strong and aware, they ain't just slipping up and slipping in, and you seeing them at the corner of your eye. You know what I mean? It takes a while to get that little atrophy off. But it's also with a focused meditative mind. And this is what you cannot say. You cannot say, my life is going good, but my mother did some bad spiritual shit, so some bad spiritual shit is happening. You're contradicting yourself. Because if you keep that thought in your mind, that's how they get to you, because you think that. You get what I'm saying? Even when there's nothing in your life that's evident of energy that's attached to you. You know what I'm saying? So the mere fact that you think what can go wrong will go wrong, and only because you dictate it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to strengthen your mind in that area. No, this is your shit. This shit is about you, especially if you take the spiritual baths. You know what I mean? You cleaning your aura. You doing what it is, and nothing in your life is fucking up. So which tells you your energy is straight. You're seeing what you can see. Now it's time to see with some aggression. With a straight mind, a mind that knows that you're supposed to be doing what you're supposed to be doing and getting what you're supposed to be getting out of these motherfuckers, otherwise you wouldn't be able to see anyway.
Exactly. Hallelujah.
For real.
All right.
Almighty,
there you
all
go.
Glory. All glory go to him.
Thank you, Panic. Thank you, Miss Blue.
Yeah,
I will
no
be contacting you, Miss Blue, for a reason.
All right.
Anyway.
All right. Well, beautiful, beautiful. Peace. All right, we are live here with Brother Panic in the chat and chill here, Mix. We're going to go to the next caller. I see lots of you guys on the phone lines. Next caller looks like calling in from area code 678. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello,
678?
I know we hear you very well.
I'm just listening.
Are you there, Queen?
Okay. They're just listening. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 540. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This your boy, Amon-Ra Tahuti, M-Hotep, Muhammad Ali, Bart Simpson. What up?
Hotep. Hotep.
Hey, I'm just playing the music. Hey.
This is
your boy.
This is
no thing.
No thing.
I'm calling out of Roanoke, Virginia. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Hey, but yeah, I mean, I had something I wanted to share, you know what I'm saying? Then I wanted to get your feedback from him, Brother Panic. All right,
okay.
When I got on my conscious path, you know what I'm saying, I got into Eastern thought, you know what I'm saying, dealing with Hinduism, Taoism, Buddhism, all that different stuff, because I didn't want to get into African train of thought, because most people who are into that to me were very egotistical. So
yeah.
Then I became more open-minded, you know what I'm saying, as I went more along on my path, you know what I'm saying, and then I seen that everything connected. But now that I'm starting to see that the conscious community is starting to become a trend, and it's becoming like a spiritual trap. So could you like?
Yeah, like I said, it's actually what I talked about earlier. People are feeding their brain instead of their heart. It's just really a shift in what you're feeding your spiritual light to. You get what I'm saying? So the African thing was more first because it's the most obvious. I'm from Africa. And, you know, my nose looked like the people on the wall's nose, you know what I mean? Imhotep was a black man. So that's easy to do. And then so now people call themselves deep. In fact, Bobby Hemmett introduced a lot of Hindu mythology into the conscious circle, you know what I mean? So more people started studying that, you know, but people were on their own with that as well. But with anything you study, if you feed the brain, this can happen. It doesn't necessarily have to be Hindu or African. It could be a fucking skateboard. You get what I'm saying? You know, there's motherfuckers. There's a whole bunch of niggas on YouTube breaking their arms with skateboards to tell you how well they've been studying. And then there's motherfuckers. Then there's Rob Derelict that got the TV show that tells you how his heart was in skating. You get what I'm saying? To the point where it paid off for him. You know what I'm saying? So it's really and you could see, if I don't know if anybody watched this White Boy, but on MTV, Rob Derelict, when you see him, his first love is skating, and now he's a millionaire because of it. You never see him stray from this love of skating. You get what I'm saying? That's what it is. Rob, and what was the fat black dude's name? Chris,
uh-huh.
Big Boinkin or something. Funny ass show. And then Rob has the Dream Factory now, whatever the fuck they're doing. But nevertheless, Rob and Big, these are skateboard kids. And because their heart was in skating, it paid off. Even the other boy, the original skateboard, I ain't going to be able to call his name. The original skateboard dude, they got all these video games about these guys now. Because they were, so in other words, is loving what you're doing or knowing just to know. That's really Tony Hawk, Esther. Thank you.
Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk. Thanks, Aunt Cookie. Like when you're doing it for the love of what it is, that's when you get your best results. That's when you get your best results of anything. You get what I'm saying? Your brain may have seen what was happening with the African people and pushed you to where you needed to go. You know what I'm saying? What you needed to get in the Hindu thing before the African thing. So, you know, rather than not your brain, your spirit might have pushed you there. So the idea is to shift everything to I want to know just because I want to know. I don't want to know about Kali just because everybody else knows a little bit more about Kali. And I know that's a fact because it always starts like that. It started like that with me. What is this word, Hotep? Let me go look at Hotep. And then I studied everything based upon not know what was they talking about. Phil Valentine, Brother Phil, was the best at that. He said so many words that I didn't fucking know. I lusted to know him because somebody else knew him, and other people knew what he was talking about. So it eventually started with the brain, and then it moves, then something in what you're studying needs to vibrate with your heart, where it goes beyond any speaker. I've said it all last week, and to say again, this shit is supposed to go beyond me even. You get what I'm saying? Like, after a while, a lot of expenses. Thanks, Brother Pan. Because of you, I went in here and I became that. That's what we're doing here. It ain't to be following me forever and ask me a question 3 years down the road after you're supposed to be hands neck deep in some shit. The idea is I'm supposed to see concepts that intrigue you. Supposed to be talking to your spirit, then your spirit eventually supposed to take over once you took down enough books and shit. So it does start from the brain. You get what I'm saying? It does start from the brain, but then something in your heart needs to start vibrating. You get what I'm saying? So I know everybody went through that. This nigga saying a Burigani, what the fuck does that mean? But nobody's going to say, what the fuck does that mean? They're going to study every other goddamn thing until they start figuring it out, and then eventually it's supposed to go your way. So the key to any of that is to feed the heart. Most people feed the brain. See, before the whole comedic voyages, you know, with the brothers, Dr. Ben and Ostraquasi and Acid Hilliard and all of those. Right before that movement was the Afrocentric movement, which before that was the Black Panther movement, you know, I'm Black and I'm Proud. Then from the Black and I'm Proud went to dashikis and beads. So it became, it was a pride thing. You get what I'm saying? We're connecting back to our roots. You know, they started braiding them hairs up and doing African jazz tap and shit in the 80s. And all of this shit was coming. Then the next level was people started going to Egypt. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People started going to Egypt. And so you had the Afrocentric movement, which was about pride. Then you started seeing it started connecting to the comedic thing, which was not only about pride, but also about science. What most people came back with was, my nose looked like the lady on the wall. They were a black people. They were a black society. They were older than this. It was mostly things from pride. You get what I'm saying? People getting angst now. People getting regal, which was what it was about. You know what I'm saying? This was the Afrocentric movement that went to a place that's undeniable, Egypt. Now, by the time Bobby came in, Bobby would try to add some of the early in the 90s now, would try to add some of the mystery to his first lecture was The Serious Mystery, off of that book, Serious Something, off of The Serious Mystery by Robert Temple, which is the science, some of the science that was happening in camp. So Bobby was one of the first to start saying, no, this is bigger than just our look. You get what I'm saying? So what you had was, after years and years of him coming, Brother Phil too, these guys coming with that, you still had the people who did these trips, which were necessary, going strong as well. People who've never seen this before, you get what I'm saying? So now with this being said, you actually have, in this day, a lot of people who are interested in the science and a lot of people who are interested in building their self-esteem, which is still valuable because you got people just coming out of church, which still white Jesus is up. You know what I'm saying? So when you hear Horace was Jesus, this is mind-blowing to people, so it's necessary. But what I try to let people know, well, you got to understand there's also a difference, too. I don't talk, me personally, clearly, especially being a child of Bobby Hemmett and a child of Phil Valentine, I don't cut to the crap. I don't cut to, you're a beautiful sister, and look at your regal, and the onk is wonderful. I try to get to the science, you get what I'm saying? Because I assume you went through all of that already, you get what I'm saying? So I try to come, and I'm not saying I'm doing something that somebody else isn't. Not at all saying I'm doing something that Bobby and them didn't do. All I'm saying is I'm not polished like these lecturers had to be because of who they started out talking to. You get what I'm saying? They started out talking to people who weren't necessarily into the mystery, but into understanding more about why their people were over here and why we are over here. So while this was being worked on for close to 15, 16 years, I'm a child of it. So I'm not saying, I'm assuming that you will, that's why I say all the time, I'm assuming that you know that you're the queen already. I'm assuming that you know you're the king already. I'm assuming that you know a pregnant black woman is the greatest thing that can happen on this planet. I'm assuming that you know the black child is that. So we don't need no pictures. I'm going to say fuck all of that because you should know that. That's why you into this science, because you're beyond that self-esteem shit. And let's get down to the grits. You get what I'm saying? Let's get down to the grits and the butter and the gravy. So you'll hear me sound more coarse, because I'm talking about strictly science, not emotion. You get what I'm saying? Not saying I'm doing it harder or better than anybody else, but you'll see me not as polished as, you know, it's easy. If I would have came out all peace and beloved and hotels and brothers and we need to do that, I'd be somewhere else with doing something else and more panic and panic. But I come out with fuck that, fuck this, fuck that, fuck this, fuck this. But I'll be one better. To my surprise, some of the spirit comes through because this old lady's, oh, brother panic, you're so blessed.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, shit. I'm like sitting there going, fuck that, stick it up your, and do that and choke yourself. And I'm like, damn, this, you know, because I would never do that in front of my no ladies. You know what I'm saying? Even motherfuckers my age sitting around, yeah, nigga, snot, piss. Yeah, you know, and I'm sitting there like these queens. If I do go to a lecture to make a parents to support these regal ladies, because brother panic and doing all the hard shit, I'm like, God damn, this, I feel like an asshole. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I feel like I just told my grandma, "Fuck you, make some eggs." You know what I mean? I'm like, this is bad. But that spirit is cutting through. So in other words, I'm not as polished. I could be like but that's good. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I'm only interested in people who are strictly there for the science, not for my personality. Because I do give out books. You know, give out books as well. You know what I'm saying? Say, well, give out things you can try for yourself. So in other words, you don't have to rely on me as a messiah. Or as anything, but the guy will say, well, I tried this, see if it works for you. So I don't have to be polished, you get what I'm saying? But that came from a long lineage of getting people to a certain point. If I have came out in 1993 with this shit, you know what I'm saying, they'd have threw tomatoes at me, you know what I mean? Because they went through all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because Bobby introduced the entire dark side shit to black folks for many years. Well, I could say, nigga, get a Baphomet. I could just say, get a Baphomet picture. Well, I don't have to say, well, Baphomet means you need to do this and you need it. Nah, just get a Baphomet picture, do this, that, because all that shit's been introduced. So I talk as if for my time, you know what I'm saying? Not to rope people in. Just like, look, if you want some shit to do some shit. You know what I'm saying? If you want some shit to do, here's some shit to do. That's what we're talking about. Here's some shit to do about doing. If I had to define myself, everything I've said is, well, no, here's what you could try. Fuck me philosophizing on some shit that you can philosophize on yourself. Here's some shit that worked for me. See if it worked for you or alter it. And here's the concept behind it. And here's even a book where you can see some logic behind it. So that to say, it's hard. It's a little bit hard for black people. Because this whole movement started based upon pride. You get what I'm saying? Based upon pride, not really based upon pure science and I want to know what the Kamites was doing. Most people still want to know that black people were Kamites. And each time a white thing happens, they throw Imhotep at you. Well, Imhotep was the father of medicine. Stop giving them pharmaceuticals. Like, well, okay, motherfucker. We figured that one out. You know what I'm saying? We figured that one out. So, we lost sound, Blue?
We need to. We are just really, really going here. I'm trying to take a look at the time because I didn't think we were in the after hours yet. If you're, for some reason, people are saying they're not getting any sound, just go ahead and refresh, and that should clear everything up. We are at the top of the hour as well, too. And, of course, we're live here with Brother Panic. So what we're going to do, I think this is a good time, Brother Panic, we can play another song and then sort of kind of check back in and keep going from there.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan. So that's what we're going to do. Don't go anywhere, everyone. You are live in the remix with Brother Panic. And, of course, me, your host, Miss Blue, as we chat and chill with the remix family. Now, I'll have a song here. Okay, good. You guys are back. Y'all can hear us loud and clear. That's what's up. So there we go.
Some people are saying they're still in here.
Oh, they still can't hear. Okay, let's see here. Wow. Okay. All right. Let's see. All right. If you guys can hear, go ahead and put a heart in the room. If you can't hear, refresh again. And
oh,
see.
Treacherous.
the illest name I heard, Ptah Panther in the room. I got to give him a shout out, Ptah Panther. Only one name ever beat Ptah Panther. That's Yemen Yael Bey. That's on my friends list. You can check that. Yemen Yael Bey. But Ptah Panther, he must be afraid because he knows about Kung Fu treachery. You know what I mean? That Kung Fu treachery. That Kung Fu treachery.
Kung Fu treachery. All right. So here we go. We're going to listen to a little bit of Etta James, and At Last, definitely, as we continue to send love and light her way as she continues on her path and her journey. And we continue right here live in the remix. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the remix, everyone. We are live here with Brother Panic as we continue to chat and chill. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Please press 1 when you get on the phone lines. If you have a question for Brother Panic, he's going to be taking your questions here tonight. And also, for those of you who want to get in contact with Brother Panic for either the Herb Pack, Herb Pack 2.0, or a whole list of products that is for your enlightenment and also to help raise your consciousness as well, definitely you want to reach out and email Brother Panic at Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. And Brother Panic will send you a list of all of those goodies, all of those great things, chants and everything, all of those things as well, too. I see you guys in the chat room talking about Godiva. Who's sending me some Godiva chocolate? All right. Well, we're back. We're back. We're back, Brother Panic.
All right. All right. So, yeah. Also, email me. I put this out that very soon, I'm going to be hosting lectures. I'm going to be bringing lecturers in to do lectures in Atlanta. So if you're in the area, what you need to do to get on that mailing list is send me the email with the subject that says Atlanta Lectures. That's all you need to say. And anything else, once I compile a mailing list, anything else we'll deal with later. But right now, you're just saying Atlanta Lectures in the subject. PANICPACK@hotmail.com. Just email me, Atlanta Lectures. There's over 140-some people, so it's going to go down. I'm going to start talking with the brother for a place, and there's another brother who does the camera, and we're going to get somebody in. We're going to try, I'm going to try a variety of people. You know, Wayne Chandler got a thick posse, so we're going to go through Wayne Chandler's posse, and, you know, a few other guys. I'm going to get that brother Aleem, Reverend Charmaine, who's been on the remix. What's it, Brother Azariah? You know, I haven't talked to these people yet, but, you know, we'll see. But anyway, just send me that email. I also have baths for New Year's, and I know you niggas know you ain't going to get it by New Year's. So, but it's still a bath that can clean you totally for the upcoming year. So if you do the baths, get at me for that and all of that. I got plenty of old baths, Locksmeads, Hannemans, Dissamans, Natlins. Plenty of chants and this, that, the other, Hannemans, Lakshmis, Kalis, Native Americans, Ohms, Crowleys, Necronomicon chants. You can get all at very, very low prices coming to a PayPal address near you. Also, you may not know, I have the Dream Pack. The Dream Pack is basically a herb pack with more herbs in it that specifically target sleeping. So it'll help you get into that lucid dreaming, that astral travel. Also, email me for a list of shows of, you know, all, I have an entire list of all the shows I've done in the past. So if you missed out on shows or not even sure, go on and email for a free list. Just let me know you want that list of the shows, and it'll go down. But, and again, all of you sitting on the fence about an herb pack, you need to get smacked the hell off that fence if you ain't got one. The herb pack is an icon at this point. It is a conscious classic. It is Hotep, nigga. All this time you were saying Hotep, you didn't know it was the herb pack, nigga. You've been calling on the herb pack, nigga. No, it is what it is. There's no person that has a disappointing story. Something happens in the spiritual realm for them. Some may have to smoke up twice, some on the first night. But if you ain't got an herb pack right now, you should be choking yourself. Choke yourself.
Yes. All right. Definitely. Go to the next call. Get an herb pack and get a reading. Definitely.
Oh, yes. Don't leave. Let me not leave that out. To be clear, like, I usually don't say it as much as anymore because I want to burden Miss Blue because I don't even talk to Miss Blue on the phone no more. All right. Got to do the reading. I'm gonna, like, just call and just get the key point. I don't know. I ate a fish sandwich, made some Kool Aid, got to do a reading. Peace. I'm like, what, man? What just happened here? What just went down? I got to do a reading. So I usually don't say, I know y'all already know already. But I say, as I always said, get that motherfucking reading. Get that Akashic record reading. Like, I thought Miss Blue was tickling around with that shit until I told her. Like, see, she thought I was tickling around until she tried to go in my records and got fucked up. Remember that shit? Don't think I forgot. And then she cultivated her powers. She cultivated her wonder twin powers. And then went into my shit. You know what I'm saying? She said she went into my shit. And she said she didn't want to talk about it. I had to wait like 3 months to get what happened. She said, because she said she was testing the shit out. She said, nigga, it was a fucking vortex. You was sucking me in, just fucking eating.
It's all kinds of stuff in there, y'all.
I said, you don't fuck with Brother Panic. This is some dysfunctional shit. And then then last year, what I needed her to do was find out the relationship between her and me and my sister. When I tell you she hit on some shit that fucked me up, I can't do my own personal shit.
and she had me sitting there going, oh, that's why when I was 8 years old, we were doing this. I'm like, I said, you hit on, and I know she didn't know. I know she didn't know. I was testing that shit because I ain't giving no hints, no clues. She was hitting
nothing,
shit,
nothing.
Saying shit, saying some shit about my sister that I'm sitting there fucking up, her, my sister on the phone crying. I was laughing. That's how deep this shit was. That's how deep they went. Because you know she's going to go extra hard for me. That's how emotional this shit got. My sister ain't even into this shit, and she's crying. I don't know where these emotions are coming from. I'm like, word? I'm like, hey, but, because she tapped into some past life shit for real, for real. This ain't no fucking something you do on the weekend. So I urge, like, what does this do? What does this do? When you tap into that past life, you kind of, because you could have been a fisherman, a butcher, a baker, or a candlestick maker. But usually, you know, you hear some extraordinary shit. You was a king. You know what I'm saying? Nobody gets a project reader and say, well, you was the guy who made glue. You cut off horseshoes and made glue. You're like, what, nigga? Pay for a cosmic reading, and I'm a glue maker, nigga? Like, that ain't going to do nothing. Usually, you'll hear the dramatic story because it tells you what you're doing here now. In other words, what you don't have to revisit, what you should pick up on. So you'll hear the dramatic thing because, remember, you're coming to her for spiritual work. So basically what she's getting into your Akashic record is how to pick up off of things you have accomplished. For me, when I asked her, I needed to find out a specific relationship between me and my sister. Nothing about, well, what was I supposed to be doing?
Yeah,
which was a little bit different. So when she went into that shit, it was off the fucking hook. You know what I'm saying? And so what she's doing for you, why you'll hear something dramatic, is because it's showing you what you could do next to put you in the best position to keep the party popping. You get what I'm saying? So you need to do that. It's something you really need to do. It's something people really need to do. As Ms. Blue know early on, I would be adamant when we were on the phone.
Yes.
When you do readings, make sure a motherfucker has homework, an assignment to do.
Yes.
Don't let no motherfucker walk away feeling good about themselves. But you know that's not Miss Blue's nature. She ain't going to tell you, your leg going to get cut off if you don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? She give you the perspective of how to manage whatever's going on. But one of the things I was adding was like, even though it can get feel goody, we don't want to make it a feel goody, thing. You know, they pay their money to feel good. You want to make them. You also even if you have good things to say, you also want to say, well, this is where they could sharpen up their case. And you know, and I was yelling about that, but you know, she handled that because everybody, half the motherfuckers who got a reading and get an herb pack, they said, shit, Ms. Blue told me to do this. I think I didn't realize I had so much shit to do. I think I'm going to need 2 herb packs just to get through this one. I'm like, good. As long as people are working, you get what I'm saying? As long as people are working, not feeling good about themselves, playing a whole game of nipple tickle, you know what I'm saying?
Just
rubbing the walls and their chakras, just playing, you know what I mean? Just getting down to some business. So that's what's going on. You need to get that. You get what I'm saying? You need to get that. You need to email question4blue@gmail.com. Get on that list, player. Get on that list. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let me also say this to the people who are saying, where's my herb pack? You're not the first motherfucker who had the great idea of buying an herb pack. 70 motherfuckers have, and especially after I do a show, come and buy herb packs. And you niggas is fronting too because y'all get slow around this time. Around Christmas. So you motherfuckers are still celebrating Christmas, niggas. Don't think I don't know. Because you know what I'm saying? Don't think I don't know. Because as soon as after Christmas come, motherfuckers be kind of ready for my herb pack now. You just wanted to see the damage of that goose and that cranberry sauce, nigga. How much shit you had to put on that tree. You know what I'm saying? That fucking glow-in-the-dark Tyco and that fucking how much the goddamn Wii games and Xbox shit was going to cost. Don't even lie, niggas. I know it. And it happened last year around Christmas time, too. I was like, last year, I was like, these motherfuckers, these niggas is celebrating Christmas. Celebrating Christmas. Which is, I told you last week. No, you still could ritualize that, get the energy. Listen, last week I spoke on that. I'm only joking.
Yeah, go back to that.
But you guys are studying a lot of people by herb packs. But see, what happens is a lot of people get clips of YouTube and think it's just, hey, I'm eBay herb packs for sale. So they don't really know who I am or the process. Right. The process is quite simple. Not only am I still studying, trying to finish up this book that's coming and trying to answer 1,000 questions all day, I'm also trying to put your package together to make sure they are correct. Send them out.
Right.
I'm no longer in New York, so they don't take mail like that. Long story short, I send about 40 or something packages out a week. And it's a first-come, first-served basis. If people pay before you, they get it first. If you have an issue with time, you better email me first. You don't get to send a little bit of change and go, wait a minute, where it's been a week. I'm going, yeah, motherfucker, oh, shit. Other motherfuckers been waiting, you know, just a little bit longer.
Right.
With patience. Because I want people to really understand this, and I say this with no ego. This shit is a favor for you, not for fucking me.
Yeah.
Fuck that. For you. This will help you. This will change your life, not my life. You get what I'm saying? Not my life. This will change your life. So get it. If you don't want to get it, you're not going to hurt my feelings. You get what I'm saying? If the time is too long for you, I understand. But the record speaks for itself. This helps you.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get it out as fast as I can, sometimes the faster than others. But you got to realize others who are patient have paid before you. And because I keep explaining it, I'm not going to write a whole paragraph in an email explaining the things I'm saying now. So if time is of essence, if you need it in a week, I'll be the first one to tell you, no, I can't make the promise of that date. You get what I'm saying? I can't make the promise of that date. But again, you know what I'm saying? This is something that changes your life. You need to wait a little couple of extra days for something that's definitely coming. There's no person who's paid and gets nothing. There's people who ain't paid shit. And I just say, hey, Panic, do you take money orders? And I'm like, no, I don't. But
no,
something here. Here's a fucking pack. Just take it. Keep it. Enjoy it. You get what I'm saying? Because you can hear they're not coming with aggravation. They're not, you know, some of them are a little bit older, so they're not into PayPal or whatever. So it's not really a big deal. You know what I'm saying? It's a big deal when you hounding me for some shit that I'm sending 40 packages out a week. Why the fuck would I forget yours? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? Why the what is so special? And let me be clear on this. You know what I'm saying? And I say this with no ego. There are people who pay $500 for shit at a time, $300, $200.
Yeah.
Not saying one pack is less important than the next, but I think you may need to people may need to hear that. You know what I'm saying? You know, because it's only the one herb pack person that's always beefing. You know what I mean? And it's not a lot, but it's enough.
Right.
But it's always the one herb pack person that's always beefing. I'm like, there's people who get, I have to mail it in 3 packages just on the strength because they into this work. They into doing what they need to do.
Okay.
So I do appreciate everything, even if you sent a penny. But you're not going to harass me over that penny. You get what I'm saying? Not when all this fucking free information, not for all this free information that you've been getting from my black ass in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Somebody asked about the UK.
Right.
I've been sending them to the UK.
Yeah,
the UK is a little bit slower.
They've been all over the world.
Because of customs. There's an herb pack that's been all, the herb pack has been all over the world. As I look now, what has to ship? And looking, this is just shit. I got a UK, 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 Sweden, UK, UK, Norway. Like, what nigga lives in Norway? You know what I'm saying? You know, UK,
right.
UK, UK, and a UK. So those are all my internationals that have to go this week that are done and ready to go. So, I mean, this shit is, people, this wouldn't be happening unless it wasn't working for people. Yo, Ben would have said this was a flop. I'll do you one better. And I said this on the air. I thought it was going to be a flop. I thought, like, when the spirits told me to start selling those herbs that I use, I'm like, shit, these whole cap ass niggas, ain't nothing going to happen. But the motherfucker started emailing. Oh, shit, I'm seeing stars, lucky clovers, green stars, blue diamonds.
I said, nigga, you sure you ain't eating a bowl of Lucky Charms, nigga? Like, nah, nigga, this shit is working. So it's working for folks. And like I said, no one is going to pay money to get jerked. Let's get real. I'm Brother Panic.
Right.
This is
exactly.
Not fucking Amazon.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you're
right.
saying you paid and you didn't get it or whatever, just, oh, okay, no problem. Show me the payment and we'll take it from there. Just kind of decide, whatever, just give me your address. Because it's not that serious. Y'all making it serious a lot of times with things you don't have to do. So I kind of want to add that speech because so many
yes.
people are just getting fragments of me saying Herb Pack Pineal. Then they email me. They don't even know there's a whole lecture fucking encyclopedia that goes with the Herb Pack. You get what I'm saying? So they're not listening to
right.
me saying this. They don't know my personality.
Right. I just wanted to add this, too, because it may be some new listeners. And here's a good thing to do. If you want to hear some of the talks, I'm sure, if you're in the chat room, if you want to hear some of the talks about the Herb Pack, or even if you want to hear something about the reading, we've done tons of shows for years at this point where people have called in and given their testimony. So you can do that. You can go back and listen to the archives because all of it is there. It wouldn't, like you said, it wouldn't continue to move at the rate that it's moving if it wasn't working for people. We know that as well. It is spiritual work, like you said, and it does take time. So just because you decided to get it today, it doesn't mean that other people
right just cause,
not
right
decided.
Just because you late, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Don't make everybody
right.
else late talking about how this shit is. This shit been going on for a year. Again, let's get a shortcut
right.
going. Just email me for a list of old shows and then just knock yourself silly on your own watch. You get what I'm saying? So this has to be said, needs to be said, because, you know, there's a few idiots that show up in the inbox that, you know, and I'd rather not sell it to them. People, well, what is the Herb Pack? I said, well, listen to these shows because, you know these lazy niggers. You know what I'm saying? You know these lazy niggers always want a quick fix. You know what I'm saying? Because if I was selling heroin, these niggas would buy it if you tell them the goddamn they could talk to Osiris. You know what I'm saying? So, 3 hours already. Is there another caller?
Yes, we do. We have plenty of them. So we're going to go back to the phone line. So you guys that are still there, definitely press 1. Everybody on the phone lines. I know you guys are emailing me telling me the phone lines are full. So hopefully once we get some of the callers who have the questions, if you're on the phone line and you have a question, then you can simply get on the phone line. So we're going to go to the next caller. I believe this is where we left off. 336, you're live in the remix. Please tell us and where you're calling from.
Hello?
336? Yes, greetings.
Hey.
Who's on the line, please?
Hey, this is Jovan calling out of North Carolina.
Yo, yo.
Greetings,
hey,
Jovan.
Yo, what's going on? Yo, what's going on, Brother Panic?
What up, brother?
Not much of nothing. Check me out. I got sort of a two-way question. First of all, I'm a Dionysus energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, like, what exactly must I be doing besides partying and bullshitting and reveling? And I've also been getting a lot of symbols lately about the fairy kingdom. And how can I work with that to have a better connection?
Well, partying and bullshitting is our shit. And it is also scientific. If it's a scientific notion, tantric sex is our science. Through sexual magic, which is a Dionysian energy, Dionysus is Osiris. You know
right.
what I mean?
Okay.
And as a young Dionysus is Pan, which is also has a connection to the fairy kingdom, which is nothing but the quantum world. I did shows where I tell you how to get to the fairy kingdom. We'll get to that. But as for partying and bullshitting, when you party and bullshit with a purpose, liquor's libation and dick and pussy is the key. You get what I'm saying? So
right.
what you want to do is get on some tantric shit. If you're attached to one woman, then just get her up to speed on a goal with your thoughts. Synchronize your thoughts and fuck to make it happen. and or if you're unattached and you can get more than one girl, you need to do that too, synchronize thoughts and start probing. Get some on tantric sex, Montauk Chia stuff, how to cultivate your energy, and then find out what you like on, you know, on tantric sex, sexual magic, and the rest of that stuff. So that partying and bullshit is a sexual energy. Pan is panic. Mm-hmm. Panic is a sexual energy. Dionysus is also the bull, Taurus the bull. So all that's the same energy. So you could have plenty of revelations through sex. What I used to do was there was a particular a girlfriend I had who I used to call any spirit through her. She was aware of it, so whatever female I was trying to get with, I would call them through her, and through the sex, her emotions would change, vagina would change, movement would change, sounds would change, and I was actually becoming the consort or that god through sex. Sex is the key. So what right. looks to be partying and bullshit, is if you put that Dionysian shit to it, turns into something else. Now, I've given shows on how to contact the fairy kingdom. First of all, the Pan or that Peter Pan energy, that childhood energy is actually key, because that childhood energy is another representation of doing away with the ego. You get what I'm saying? In other words, not so fucking serious. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, and that's where you get a child shall lead them and into heaven like a child and all the rest of that shit. So what you want to do, a method for it, I told people, is one of the easiest gateways to the fairy world is through a tree. So you need to adopt the tree. If you have a house or even an apartment, get the closest tree or find a tree that speaks to you. And then you want to start feeding that tree. You want to communicate with that tree like it's your best friend or like an adoptive child. And then you'll start to see, you'll start to have realizations through fairies. You get what I'm saying? Food and candy and baked goods are the best way to get quantum protection. All I do is bake shit and put it outside in front of the two trees in our house for that quantum fairy energy in. And if you want, and I told people later on, after they started getting results with it, if you want to contact the dark fairies, you use spoiled food. So okay. the easy way is you need to contact the tree, and you'll start to see them in your dreams and even better. There was a time I was in my house squatting shit until I realized they were actual fairies. I've seen actually physical fairies in my house. So but that's all. I can see why those two things would happen, because all that Dionysian and Pan energy, or Bess is the same thing, which later on Bess becomes the leprechaun, the green. It's through the heart chakra. That green and the green leprechaun is nothing but the green of the green trees. You get what I'm saying? So he's right. like the leprechaun is the gatekeeper of that pot of gold, which this represents the end through the chakras and blah, blah, blah. So that same green tree represents you dealing with the leprechaun. And the leprechaun is short because the short dwarfs represents the quantum or everlasting life or fairy world or Peter Pan. So to adopt a tree is probably one of the greatest or easiest methodologies to do it. Or you can find in the Wiccan section a lot of books on fairies. Hold on. Let me see if I can find this book really quick.
The Fairy Dictionary is a good one, too.
Yeah, there's one. There's another one, a green one. That's actually a really good book. I'm going to see if I can find it real easy. Or, you know, I'll try to find it before the show is over. But it's like fairies, something and something. And it's a green book. I'm looking on my shelves now. But it'll come. I'm gonna keep looking while I'm talking. I don't know what section it's in. But that's a green, you know, that's a good book. Just learn about fairies, learn the concept. Just learn the concept of fairies, and you'll get in. Like I said, the tree is because a lot of people need a physical thing to do, so that tree is the gateway there. All right, and
okay.
I'll say the book if I find it before the show is out. Oh, all well, right. Also, you could take this while I'm here. There's a book called Dionysus, Myth and Cult by Walter F. Otto, W-A-L-T-E-R, F period, and last name O-T-T-O. That's a good book, and that's called Dionysus. There's another book, Gods of Love and Ecstasy, The Traditions of Shiva and Dionysus, because Shiva and Dionysus and Osiris are the same thing. So this is a good one that does the correlation between Shiva and Dionysus.
Okay.
And that's by Alain Dandelieu. His name is A-L-A-I-N, last name D-A-N-I-E-L-O-U. So those are good Dionysus books. I'm still looking for that fairy book. All right, so like I said, I'll say it before the name, before the end of the show, and I guess
okay.
We can go to the next one if that answers.
Okay,
here we go. It's called
okay.
A Witch's Guide to Fairy Folk, How to Work with the Elemental World. A Complete Dictionary of Fairy. That must be the one Blue was talking about too then. By Eden McCoy. Eden McCoy, E-D-A-I-N, last name M-C-C-O-Y, A Witch's Guide to Fairy Folk. So you could get the little logical thing going on it. But like I said, get on that tree. Mucho results after I gave that out. You know what I'm saying? And it's something I do myself. Like I said, I feed that motherfucker blueberry pie, fucking oatmeal cookies, bake all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. All
right, cool. All right, I appreciate that, Panda, and thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Peace and love. All right, we're going to continue on. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This your boy, Imhotep, brother.
Imhotep number 17?
Hey, no, for real, though. This your boy. No thing calling out the run over James.
All right, no thing. Didn't you call it? No thing. What's your question?
I got a question. Hey, what does the skull head represent on the cult level?
Well, skull means skill. It represents, so it's looked at because that is the brain, and it is where the pineal is kept. It represents the Holy Grail. Represents the ancestors, you know, Baron Samedi. It represents the Holy, the Holy Grail. Represents, pretty much that. And I'm sure you can find 100 other things with it. But for the most part, what I've been able to see, it represents skill. And you'll also see a lot of cemetery spirits because it represents the wisdom of the dead, if you will, or the subconscious mind. You'll see like La Santissima Muerte, who's a representation of Mary Magdalene. If you get William Henry's books, especially the Oracle of Illuminati, he breaks down the skull too. You'll see these women spirits, Oya, with as well, like these dark women representing the feminine energy that's hidden, bringing you the skull or skill. So representing wisdom, you know, it's your head. So it's representing wisdom. So you'll see the which is a code for that the dark side of a woman, which is the sexual side of the woman, as we were pointing out with the brother who has the Dionysus energy, is actually the true wisdom. That woman is going to bring him, that feminine energy is going to cloak him with the true wisdom. You get what I'm saying? Wise dome, you know, which is the skull. So the skull represents you are actually dealing with wisdom. Or in that wisdom through death. That's why the skull and the crossbones with the X represents the Doth or death. Or that's why Osiris lies in his coffin with his hands in the X because it represents him going through the Doth. You get what I'm saying? Which is another point I should have brought up when I did the Doth show, that if going through the Doth was the bad thing, then why would we symbolically cross our arms during death unless that's where we were going?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's something else I should have brought when I did that show. But so the skull is a representation of wisdom. It's also a representation of the ancestors as well. The Dogon have a cave with nothing but the skulls of the ancestors that live in this cave. You'll hear the voodoo guys throw bones because it represents the ancestor realm because the bones are the last thing to go. You know, when the body decays. So the last thing becomes first. So the ancestor realm represents right there. It represents a tool of communication with the dead, as Ms. Blue pointed out in the chat room. That's what the crystal skull means. It's a form of communication. They used to put there's one crystal skull named Max with a loose jawbone. He used to put his head on a stick, and the loose jawbone used to move, and they used to channel and talk to another world through the skull. So the skull represents that other world. You get what I'm saying? It represents that wisdom from the other world. So the skull and bones, when they're drinking out of the skull and of these particular skulls, it represents them getting their wisdom. You get what I'm saying? Getting the wisdom of Geronimo and the rest of them. That's more symbolic ritual, but that ritual represents what they're trying to do, uncover our shit. You get what I'm saying? So they just made us scared of a skull. And remember, everyone got a fucking skull on the top of their neck. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason for it. It represents, it houses your intelligence. You get what I'm saying? It represents that. So it represents a lot, you know what I'm saying? But it represents wisdom through the dead, for the most part. You get what I'm saying? Which all you have to do is put a skull on something and someone will roll and run away. So you can see more symbologies of it, but primarily that's it. Ancestors, when the voodoo represents the ancestors. So that's pretty much it, brother.
Okay, thank you there, brother.
All right, no problem.
All right. Peace and love.
Peace, King.
All right, we're going to continue here live in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 205. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Stacey. I'm calling from Alabama.
Close.
Greetings to you. Greetings.
Hello, how you doing? I was wondering, is there any way to get an extract from milk thistle? I was reading that it's impossible to get it from water. Can you extract it with alcohol, and how would you do that?
I'll say that one more time. Get an extract of milk. Say that one more time.
Milk thistle.
Oh,
you know,
right. But
milk thistle.
Are you talking about like a Pinterest?
I didn't hear you. Excuse me.
I said, are you talking about like you can make a alcohol tintra from the milk thistle?
No, can I just use it as to make a tea? I was reading and it said you can't use it with water.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, you just go get a supplement. I have milk thistle as a supplement. And I back it up with Griffin's pictures for the spiritual aspect of it. I mean, you can just go in a health food store, and you probably have to take it as a capsule. You're not able to do it that way.
And you back it up with what again?
No, milk thistle is just a supplement for the liver.
Okay.
So if you're having issues with your liver.
Okay, but I bought the milk thistle seed from the health food store.
I know what you're talking about. What you're going to need to get, and you can actually, Brother Panic gave this email address out, website out, Mountain Rose. Go to Mountain Rose. It's .com, mountainroseherbs.com.
Right.
And you want to get the milk thistle herb. You want to get the dry plant, and you can make that into a tea. But if you're taking the seed, that's a little different. But you really, the part, you want to use the whole part of it. You can actually use the seeds and everything, but you need the whole particle of it to get it in a herb, in a dry herb. And you can go to mountainroseherbs.com, and you can actually just put in milk thistle and just buy it there, and you can make that into a tea. So now I understand what you were talking. It was kind of hard to hear you, so I apologize.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like I said, so you don't waste your money, because I know it's expensive. I would just go back to the health food store and ask them what's the best way to take what it is you brought already, because I know that shit is expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Also, how would I get a reading? What do I need to do to get a reading?
Just email
You have to email Miss Blue. Did you get her email?
Yes, I have it.
Yeah, that's this email. Let her know you want. You know, you need the reading, and she'll take care of you.
Okay.
Just email question QUESTION, the number 4 blue at gmail.com, I'll take care of you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Peace. All right. Yeah. Okay. We have 18 minutes left to go in the form. Oh, that's you putting that link up.
Well,
I'm like,
the second one, Moon Chi beat me to it. But Ian was asking for that show.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people were talking about, well, a lot of people gave a sort of their confirmation on the vortex meditation that it worked for them. And I see some people in the chat room was asking about that as well. If you want to talk about that, we have 17 minutes left to go on the form. This is a great time, you guys, 646-652-2711. If you can get on the phone lines, to get on the phone lines as well. Before you say that, I will say this. This is going to probably be, and almost 100% I'm sure, the last show that we do before the new year. And so definitely it's a great time to go within. I know I'm going to be doing some work, having some fun, doing all that good stuff we just got through talking about there as well, raising up some of that energy and just enjoying the time that we're in as well too. So if you're on the phone line, press 1. If you have a question, and 16 minutes left to go for those of you who are still live with us in the forum, if you don't get to hear the rest, definitely know you have to download. But I want you to talk about that vortex meditation because so many people have given that it's worked amazing for them.
Right. See, niggas just realizing I don't be playing with this fucking status message bullshit. I'm just interested in shit that work immediately. And there's a lot of shit that I tap into that if your mind ain't right for it, you don't want to fuck around with it. You know what I'm saying? You fuck around might bring a horse in your living room. You know what I'm saying? So
you know what?
When I made contact with Sri Ramakrishna and we did the show, Sri Ramakrishna, we did some of the mysteries of Kali.
Yeah.
He gave me a meditation, but I didn't give it out at the time. But I gave it out last week with fierce warnings. And this is the meditation. What you need to do is create a vortex or a black hole right outside of your pineal gland. It spins clockwise to bring something in, counterclockwise to bring something out. Now, if your thoughts are not focused while this black hole, you're visualizing this black hole in front of you, whatever your scattered brain thoughts may be, you may pull that into your reality. And this is some shit that works immediately.
Yes.
This is one you just don't want to do your rent. You don't want to do that for this. You don't want to do silly shit. You want to kind of, if you need rent, deal with bigger issues like prosperity. Deal with that in your meditation. You want to see the words come, you know, however you visualize. Words is light. Like I said, whatever color you visualize prosperity, most likely green. See gold dust in it, makes it more cosmic, you know, cosmic cause. But for the most part, you want to use this kind of thing to bring yourself to a different level. You don't really want to focus on too many material things for the sake of being material things. You get what I'm saying? You want to try to bring something greater into a material reality, and remember, that's what a black hole does. And again, your thoughts have to be extremely focused. My recommendation, you better smoke a herb pack before you get on this shit. If not, if you're at that point where you can focus, good enough. Like I said, you don't want your mind to stray while you have this black hole open. If you need something to get going in your life, you have to see it exiting these black holes. Do not do a clockwise and a counterclockwise in the same session. Do it in different sessions, and you want to do this. In a space where you're by yourself. You do not want to do this when the TV's on. You do not want to do this when you know you have shit on your mind. You want to be in a total silent blank zone to be able to thoroughly visualize what you're bringing through this black hole. Every thought that you think actually creates a vortex. And you always will get an answer. You just may not realize it. Every thought creates a vortex. So you are consciously creating this vortex to bring what it is you want. And when I tell you the shit works immediately. Now, the last show I did is where I dropped that and many more rituals that you can do. So go back in the archives maybe 2 weeks ago. This is a Q&A to that show. So you want to go back and you can hear. But again, this comes with a warning. You do not want to pussyfoot with this meditation trying to be cute if you only do this on the weekend. Do this for this is for people who have been doing this. You get what I'm saying? This is for people who's been doing this. So, I mean, you know, I see Ian wrote, thoughts create matter, but fucked up thoughts create fucked up situations, too. So
yeah.
Then the emphasis is on clear thought. You get what I'm saying? All thought creates a reality. You know what I'm saying? All thought creates a reality. That's clear. But again, when you open up that vortex, you want to be clear on what it is you're thinking about, as a matter of fact. So that was that meditation. So you're right. As Lou said, your intentions and your goal needs to be clear. You get what I'm saying? You may even want to map out what it is you're going to focus on. You may not want to ad lib on this one. You may want to map out what you're going to focus on. You know what I'm saying? Before you focus. And like I said, the time doesn't matter. I would get in and get out. I wouldn't be trying to keep this vortex open for long. Get in with your goal. Get out. See it. Know it's here. Know it came. Become it. Feel it around you. Feel it with all five senses. See how it. Feel it. Feel it in touch. Feel it in taste. See how prosperity tastes. Niggas ain't doing that kind of shit. What does prosperity taste like? You know what I'm saying?
Like,
what does knowledge taste like? You know what I'm saying? What does it smell like, motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying? Niggas so busy sitting around.
That's right. And for those, I was going to say, for those of you on the Blue Black call, if you did a gateway list, use your gateway list, because you do. You want to get in, and trust me when I say it works fast. It's almost like less than 5 minutes. It's there. Bing.
Right. So, yeah. Want to take another question?
Yes, we're going to take some more questions. We have 10 minutes left to go in the forum, you guys. So for those of you who, if you want to hear the rest of the show, you definitely want to download. Don't forget to like it. If you like it, if you love it, love it. Love it on Facebook as well, too. You're loving everything over there. Love the remix over there as well, too. So we're going to go to the next caller, and I believe calling in from area code 868. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night. This is Ian.
Greetings.
What up?
Greetings. I just wanted to say good night to everybody in the chat room. Good night to Brother Panic.
Peace Almighty.
Yeah. I just wanted to find out if you have any tips on visualization, because I was really trying to do some visualization the other night, and it for me was very blurry. I was trying to do some visualization to try and seek out a thought form from someone. I was very blurry. Now, I know that to an extent, a lot of the technology that we use would tend to... Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm asking here. Does some of the technology that we use, degrade our ability to visualize? Like, for instance, computer screens, TV...
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I hate to sound like an infomercial, but that's what the panic patch is for.
Okay.
Now, but no, you brought up a good thing, though, without just trying to sell a panic pack, because I will give you, as I've always given people, free advice. This is what you can do. And I'm glad you asked the question, because I started to touch on it with the last question. Go beyond visualization. Here's the five things, and here's another little trick of meditation. Here's the five things you need to satisfy: smell, taste, touch, sight, and hearing. That's how you communicate in third dimension. So for something that is nothing, you need to bring it into all five senses. Now, I'm going to tell you, niggas, I'm patting myself on the back, because that's a motherfucking jewel right there, my niggas. That's
yes, it is. Yes,
all
it is. Know your
five sentences. All five sentences. So let's say you are And I actually gave it out before when I gave out Apple Meditations to start focusing on visualization.
Well, yeah,
which
I was
going to
say, it was in one of the shows you did the exercise with the Apple. So we did that.
Right.
Yes.
So, yeah. And I'll tell him so you know, but even the more complex things you need to experience. So let's even say you get up to a wall you know. You have a blue wall in your house. When you visualize, you need to visualize what you know. First, that's how you get stronger. You have a popcorn machine in your house. You visualize the popcorn machine making popcorn. You smell it. You touch it.
Right.
You taste it. You hear it. And you see it. That's now, it's already real. It's already here. So you're not trying to manifest it yet. It's already something that you manifest. You're only starting to, you're starting to commune with it on a spiritual level. Eventually, once you can visualize strong, taste the popcorn. My father taught me this when I was 8 years old, how to do it with an apple. You get what I'm saying? This ain't some new hot shit for me that I learned watching some fucking conscious videos,
right?
You know, that I bought on fucking
right.
Fulton Street. This is some shit from when I was little, how to visualize strong with meditation, dog, strong with meditation. And one of the first things he told me was see the apple, smell what apples, run it through your hands and your mind, taste it. Remember, because that's third dimension. This is third dimension communication. And all it is, as they told you in the Matrix, that touch said is nothing but electrical impulses to your brain. So you're trying to get those electrical impulses to this illusionary world. So same concepts. Once you can feel it, hear it, smell it, touch it, and taste it, why isn't it real? You get what I'm saying? Why isn't it real?
Right.
The difference is not trying to make something manifest. The difference is understanding that it's already manifest. You get what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It just has to show up. You get what I'm saying? It just has to show up. So you have to be able to when you just use one sense, it'll go away. That's like using one sense for food. If you went to go food, eat food, the food is a five. You need to smell it. You need to hear them cooking that shit, that grease popping. You want to see it, you taste it. It's all your five senses are even used for visualizing. You know what I'm saying? If you jump, let's say you see you visualize a monster, then what are you jumping for if you're not using touch? Because visualize something shocking, you jump. Why would you jump? If you know you're just visualizing and it can't touch you because you are using all your senses and we're just calling it visualizing. You get what I'm saying? Now you have to focus in on all your senses because that's how you communicate. That's how you reach out and touch the spirit world, which was nothing but electricity or energy in the first place, even me touching this desk. You get what I'm saying? So with that being said, you need to start on visualizing things that you know. If put a cup of water in front of you with your favorite cup that you already know, and then see it, hear it, feel, think of what it feels like, the water, blah, 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 blah. Go on to more and more complex things. See yourself in your car, how your car feels, how you feel touching the seats and how it feels to drive someplace, you know, and, you know, shit that you did. You went to goddamn Walmart 1,000 times. See yourself in your mind, taking a whole trip to Walmart, getting out your car, finding parking, getting a cart, going up each aisle, picking everything up out the aisle, paying your money, using your car, getting back in your car, driving home, putting your groceries away. When you can stay on that script in your mind, you are now focusing your mind. Get what I'm saying? You create a movie in your mind. When I was little, the next thing I started experimenting with was a movie I seen 1,000 times, like Star Wars. Before I would go to bed, I would play the whole entire movie in my head without missing a beat. When I was 10 years old, 11 years old, or some shit like that, without missing a beat. And then I could see the movie unfolding. It focuses the mind. You get what I'm saying? So then I'll do that now. I'll just create a scene, live it out. Then you want to eventually get to a whole movie of whatever the fuck it is you want. You want a chick, you got to see yourself dressed up like Arthur Fonzarelli in a 57 Chevy, and you got to take that home and get some goddamn Arnold's.
in your mind. You get what I'm saying? And next thing you know, she'll be smiling at you, and you don't know how it's done. You know what I'm saying? You need to get a milkshake with her. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Play the jukebox and all of that shit. You feel what I'm saying? So the idea is the extreme visualization is actually a real it's a sensory in tuning. You get what I'm saying? Is you got to really tune the senses. Because if you can't even do one thing when you focus on the visual, that means some senses are getting in the way. You get what I'm saying? That means you'll hear something, and that could take you out of it. Something's distracting you. One of the, like I said, you can do all of this by yourself. It's a lot of work. One of the shortcuts or one of the things to do is the herb pack. That's one of the things that cuts a lot of bullshit out of people's way so they could get down to it. But if this doesn't do it alone, you're going to have to do something. So, again, like I said, I'm not a radio herb pack, eBay, Amazon salesman. Everything I've taught backs up an herb pack, and I've taught that for absolutely free. You get what I'm saying? So the herb pack, I wish I could give it to you for free, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not that generous. You know what I mean? But that's a shortcut. But otherwise, if you on it and you can do it, you don't need an herb pack. Just go for it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's plenty of ways you can get into it, you know, as long as you can get into it. You know what I'm saying? As long as you got the fortitude to get into it. You get what I'm saying? So that's the difference. Yeah. Somebody just asked, what's the difference between 1.0 and 2.0? 1.0, I was making when I couldn't get a few herbs that I had back in the day. Now, the 2.0, I found that a website and able to get everything I had when I was experimenting it. I just called it 2.0, and basically it's an upgraded from the original herb pack. So there's no such thing as a 1.0 versus a 2.0 now. Now you just get the whole shebang. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You get the whole
all
shebang.
Right. Shebang. There it is. We have 57 minutes left to go in the forum, so I want to close out for those of you who are not on the phone lines, because I understand the phone lines is full. But don't forget, you guys, definitely you want to get into these shows. You want to download them. Me and Brother Panic will see you after the first of the year, coming back with more shows and coming back with more information. Don't stop doing your work. More than ever, this is the time to get those things. If you're not on the list, to get any of the products and things that you need, whether it's herb pack or reading, this is the time for you to definitely get into it and begin to, as I call it, know your magic, which is really just being in the now and tapping into your energy so you can do it life, your terms, your way. And so we're going to close out to you guys here, but we're going to keep going. So if you guys are on the phone lines, press one if you're on the phone, if you have a question, and we'll just keep going. We have 59 minutes in the forum, and we're in the after hours, so peace and love, much love, warm spirit, peace to everybody around the world listening, downloading, and we're going to turn it back over to you, Brother Panic. It doesn't look like we have, I don't think I missed anybody yet. You guys got to press one if you're on the phone line. You're telling me you're on the line, but I've gone down the callers who've been on the line, so if you have a question, press 1. Okay, there you go. All right, so here we go. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 757. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Brother Panic. This is Jocelyn from Virginia.
Howdy, howdy. Mm-hmm.
How are you tonight?
All righty.
Good.
Do you mind if I answer a couple of questions that was in the forum first? I'll make it quick, sister.
Oh,
somebody asked,
me.
Do you? Huh?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, there's somebody in the chat room that asked, does indigo candles promote dreams? If you go to last week's show,
gave
a whole list of candle colors and went through all of that. So you know you need to go check out last week's show or email me for last week's show to get these simple questions. You know what I'm saying? And another trick Obsidian just brought up, one of the things I gave out last year was to put Tiger Balm forehead, on the pineal. That's another powerful one that gets you in. That was given to me through channel from Brother C. Free Manel, the meditative master. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you want to use Tiger Balm temples, and that'll open, you know what I mean? You'll feel some shit. All right. Sorry, sister. Sorry, my queen. Sorry, queen.
Okay, let me bring her back on.
Wait for the queen.
There we go.
I just had a quick question. I'm kind of new to all of this, but just kind of like thinking about back on, you know, some spiritual experiences that I've been having over the past couple of years or so, just kind of putting things together. And I just wanted to know if I remember a couple of shows back, you were mentioning about how, like, a lot of our singers and superstars, when they ascend, they're like, they were the gods that were here. So I wanted to know, like, if one of them ascends, like, on your birthday, does that mean anything? Mm-hmm. Or is that something that you can kind of tap into when you're doing your work?
Right. Assume, because we are in time, and assume everything matters, because what we do know as a metaphysical truth that's undeniable, there is no such thing as a coincidence. So you got to see what it means to you. Here's an example. Like, I know the magistry of jazz and funkified and mastified and specified how jazz is, but I can't listen to it. So the spirit says, you need to listen to jazz. Download a bunch of jazz. I'm walking around on my iPod listening to it. Everything looks so fucking depressing. You know what I'm saying? Like, the ghettos in New York, it looked like I was listening to the soundtrack of the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? And listen to it for 2 days, then I'm in meditation, listening, because the spirit's telling me, listen, tell somebody to kiss me on the lips. Woke up to see who it was. It was Ella Fitzgerald. Then I realized Ella Fitzgerald was born on the same birthday as me. Then I'm like, okay, it was her. Let me give it her, blah, 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 blah. She said, no, there's somebody else. So I've been reading more on Ella, her story, and boom, Louis Armstrong comes in. And I'm thinking, like, oh, this nigga? This Hello Dolly nigga? And then as soon as I said that, I remember Bobby Hebbins, this nigga was in the voodoo, all this magic out his horn, and this whole how Louis Armstrong is actually conscious. Long story short, got with them. Ella was coming and called me by my government name, playing with me. They showed me what's called a vesica Pisces, which is basically a two intertwined circles that look like a vagina in the middle. She showed me Louis sitting as the clit and so much light coming out, colors I've never seen coming out of this motherfucker. Then that night, as I pointed out, I got with that girl, like, to channel any spirit through her, did what we did and all of that. And then she said, call me Bluebird. Call me Bird, Little Bird, Jaybird or some shit. I didn't know what the fuck that meant. About 4 months later, Ella comes back through. There was something called the language of the birds. Started studying this, and this was the language of Palladian people. And then the planet on Palladius, where the language of the bird comes from, is a planet called Era, which is real close to Ella, which is in the constellation of Taurus, which is me and her's birthday. And I said, that's where she knows me from, and was telling me to study Palladius. Studied Palladius and found out after Sirius, I went to Palladius and learned a lot of what I learned now, blah, 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 blah. So everything is connected. Now, when Lisa Left Eye, who died on my birthday, April 25th, I said, well, let me contact her to see if something's up. Sure enough, she was trapped. She was on her way to rising, but she made it to the health level, but that's where she was supposed to be beyond that. And so she went into the Urzuli energy, which is a voodoo love goddess, but it's a popular one, and many people know that name. So it's many people using one energy source is like just 10 people on one stake. No one's going to get enough. So she didn't have enough to get out. So while I was working with her, which was probably one of the hardest people I worked with, some other shit happened. This black pet cemetery cat came in my window and just was living in my shit. That was some weird. Like, this nigga came in my room and was drooling with glowing eyes. It was crazy. And just stayed in the tree outside my window for a week. You know what I'm saying? That shit alone came. I bounced, came back. This nigga was in my room again, pissed on my t-shirts. So I let him dry cup the t-shirts, put it in the black cat candle, lit the candle, the whole shit blew up. That's when I got with Nefertim and Nebnayu, which is the sons of Sekhmet and Ptah. So it let me off of Lisa Left Eye. long story short, she came back. She there was another sister who was working with her. Then she came back to me. The whole night she was in my head downloading and then just bounced. And I'm like, I could feel a connection. And those were two that was on my birthday. You get what I'm saying? So you can't really discount nothing. Now, I would look at it, and like I said, just see what it is. There's a reason it's your birthday. So I would say it's a reason. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, there's a reason. You may know it may not be big. It may not be small. When's your birthday?
June 25th.
Ooh, wow. I have two friends. That's a cancer. I have two of my best friends. They're guys, though. June 25th. And lifelong friends. That's a cancer. Who's the person? That somebody just died on there because I'm my man.
Somebody. Yeah.
Who was it?
It was Michael Jackson, and I
That's right. He died with my man Prince's boy Prince, who's June 25th. I remember. I said, "This fucked up." Michael Jackson died on your birthday. That's right.
And I'm saying the same thing. And that's kind of like it's kind of been bothering me because I'm not in a bad way. It's like. Mm-hmm. When he made the transition, I was like, man, I'm not going to ever have my birthday to myself again. Because Michael Jackson died.
Right, you're going to outstage that shit.
Right. I can't have my birthday by myself. You're going to upstage that shit.
Let me tell you this, though, before I forget. Email me at panicpack@hotmail.com. Get a list.
Okay.
On my list, there was a show that Brother Bobby and myself done together, and then there was another show I did with Channels at the time that came through with Mike. Very informative. I think you'll get a kick out of that. But yeah, Mike leaving on that day, like I said, shit, everybody's connected to Mike. Everybody knows Mike. You know what I'm saying? But you know, Mike is easy to contact. All you have to say is Mike and you're gonna see a nigga just moonwalk immediately. You know what I'm saying? Mike loves coming down here fucking with black people.
He sure does. I'm a
Christian, so I haven't listened to like, you know, so called secular music in years.
Mm-hmm.
But
the song just
started playing in my head. You Are Not Alone. So I was like, okay, well, let me just listen to that. I listened to that song and I just cried because it was almost as if he was singing it to me. So I don't know if I was dealing with something and he just kind of just came through.
Oh, no, that's exactly what that is.
What else could it be?
One more question before, and I'm not going to hold up any more time, because as you were explaining some of the experiences that you were going through, how should I deal with this, right? Okay, you know how when you really, like, get a breakthrough, you get a channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of these spirits or God start coming to you. How do you focus on, do you just focus on one at a time, or do you just deal with them all? Because Tupac was playing that crazy song, not crazy song, but that song with that daggone harmonica in my ear. I'm like, I had to listen to that.
I know what song you're talking about.
I'm like, why do I keep hearing this harmonica? So I listened to that song, and the goddess Nick came to me. She's cool. I love her. Some other deities keep coming in, but it's like I don't know how to focus in on all of them at one time, or how do I deal with that?
Okay, that's an excellent question. One of the easiest things to do for that is set up an altar. And I do have a show where I show step-by-step for the newcomer how to set up an altar. What you're doing is creating a space for them to live at in your house instead of them running all around. And this would even go for that sister who called earlier who said she's seen the spirits. I didn't bring it up because she said she was advanced enough, so I assumed she had an altar. And all you're doing is creating a space for them to live at, whereas it becomes their house or their gateway to walk in and out instead of you in the tub and all some shit is happening and you grabbing for a towel. It's a way to put them in a space so you can communicate with them systematically. And what you could do is usually behind that wall, get a picture of Tupac, get a picture of Michael Jackson, put it up. If you can't get a statue or something that's a little bit something that reminds you of them or whatever. And what you're doing is you're trying to get their energy to come through that focal point. So you're not just doing something and they're messing with you. It's a focal point so you can go to Tupac, because if they're coming to you, you got to be somebody special. Whatever's in you is special. Christianity, whatever, that's just something that's done to your brain here to lock you down. Doesn't make you more or less special. It is just, but as you can see, your brain is no match for what's happening to you for real in your heart. The real world is communicating with you, telling you you're not alone. Because I damn sure know if you're a Christian, no matter how much they think they stepping on the devil's head and all that kind of shit, your ass is alone. Your ass is alone because you are not you are cut off from your spiritual community, which is a quantum feeling of all connectedness.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to fill that void with them dirty people in the church. They ain't doing nothing but talking about you. You get what I'm saying? So for Michael Jackson to come and sing "You're Not Alone," he's definitely telling you there's a whole world. You get what I'm saying? Of power. So again, to answer another part of your question, how can Michael Jackson help? Basically, when you at work, somebody fucking with you, all you got to do is see Michael Jackson coming in there. I catch you corner. I catch you why. I catch you why with a fucking kicking his foot, wearing them fucking vests and them fucking spikes. And you know what I'm saying? Give him a tee hee hee, and that's it. He'll kick the ass for you. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson was an ass kicking nigga. Just be that. You know what I'm saying? Just be that. So do all of that shit on. Just see Michael just doing that. You know, and that. Ooh, and all that shit. And doing that lean and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck anybody up. Fuck anybody up. So that's how you do it. You activate. Because remember, and you pointed out that you heard that these things were all energies. So if they were energies, all you're really doing is directing energy with your mind instead of with your physical body to do what you need done. You know what I'm saying? If you need to shut niggas up, see Michael Jackson there. Because if Michael Jackson got in the room, got to that kicking and shit, ain't nobody moving. I don't give a fuck how old you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you want to see that? And then he did them same moves for like 35 years. You still want to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm already tired of Usher. You know, Usher's still doing that same testicle lifting shit. I'm like, nigga, you need a new move. You ain't
right.
Michael, dog. Mike is still chicken on your ass. You know what I'm saying? Michael's still doing that shit from Beat It. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Michael got Zumba. Right. Michael got fucking Wii games. You know what I'm saying? We got that shit, too.
He sure does.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We got that shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is doing Liberian Girl over the Thanksgiving weekend. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you ready? You ready? All right, Liberian Girl. You know what I'm saying? Pretty Young Thing and all that shit. So the idea is, you, I don't care who you are, what the fuck. You, Michael got you. Michael gonna get asses in the seat. So you need to park some motherfuckers. Just get Mike to do a concert for them. Okay? Tell them niggas, this is it. They be like, what are you talking about? This is it, nigga. Just bounce on them. Niggas will be like, yo, I can't leave, you know what I'm saying? And you can really fuck them up if you get into that ABC shit. You know what I'm saying? Get Jamal and them niggas on them. Jermaine and them niggas, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So that's how you, and then Tupac, if Tupac's coming to you, shit.
Oh, wow. Yes, you should have no worries. Yeah.
Just see, like, when you're going to work, just see them getting in the car with you. You get what I'm saying?
That's it. Let you
if you're alone, talk to them niggas as if they're in the car. Yo, Pac, yo, you was whack on that fucking, you was whack when you did that shit with Dre, them niggas, son. You know, talk like that. Niggas laugh and love that bullshit. But you the one that's fucked up. So they like, I did that shit. You getting embarrassed with me. You know what I'm saying? I did that shit already. You the one that's got, you the one going to work now. You know what I'm saying? So I talk shit with them, everything. You know what I'm saying? There was a Baba Lau who told me, he was like, yo, the real way you get Shango, you got to curse his ass out. You know, because you saw these niggas, oh, brother Shango and Ubi La Ba Boo Boo and all this shit. He said, nah, you got to tell me you got small dick, you got dried up testicles. I'm like, really? He said, yeah, you piss him off. That's how he's going to come. I'm like, damn, we niggas intricate with your shit, nigga. Intricate.
Yeah,
so,
or they'll come and punk you. They'll try to punk you. I remember that fight I had.
Them niggas will punk your ass. Them niggas will punk you. I told this story on the remix. I tell it to you now so you know. And this is how I know for sure. Early on, it was a lot of ancestor contact, because that's the closest realm here. and it would be sporadic, but I would talk to these what they call archetype energies, which is Maya, Isis, Tahuti. Those are archetype energies, energies that exist as a template in every motherfucker down here. And Maya, as soon as I got with Maya, came to Maya, as soon as she came, oh, sister that brings forth reciprocity, balance, light, which comes within the almighty winged Isis that sits above for us all to follow as a shining example. She said, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? I said, oh, shit. I said, well, what do you want then, bitch? She said, oh, now we can get down to business. And show me some shit about balance. Fuck, when I woke up, it wasn't even about what she told me. I was stuck that she said, what the fuck do you want, nigga? I said, I get it. Niggas don't talk like that. So why the fuck would the spirits talk like that? Because when you hear all these niggas philosophizing, you might as well run from that shit now. Because black people don't talk like that. We talking plain. We talk plain. If a nigga is saying fucking seven-syllable words, that's a flop. They fail. Because I've talked to my aunt, and she told me basically go jerk off with that bullshit. Oh, sisters, that brings forth reciprocity. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I've been thinking about it. What the fuck was I talking about? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to drop some shit I heard in another lecture on her ass. So the idea is just keep it simple, keep it real from the heart, and you'll make progress. So you got to see little things. Like Tupac and them niggas coming with you, talk to them like homeboys. That's how you control the energy, because that's what they are. If you're talking like, oh, there's spirits in the house, then they're going to act, they're going to be that because they're working with you. You know what I'm saying? So if you see it that way, they're going to see it that way. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to keep it, you just got to keep it real funky with them. You know what I'm saying? I talk real funky with them. You know what I'm saying? Real funky. You know what I'm saying?
They'll make you get funky with them.
I told you, one night, Blue was fucking talking about Baphomet's ass so bad, said this nigga had on yoga pants and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, y'all want to hear some channeling shit. Miss Blue's ass be channeling. Her and Baby Blue went to go see Michael Jackson. This is it. The next day, they woke up with some Michael Jackson shit. I'm like, shit, you are not alone. You know what I'm saying? You are not alone. Then when Blue hurt her arm and had to take that goddamn painkiller, oh, shit. That night, I wish I was recording. Blue was in the zone. She's like, yeah, I took this shit. I want to not be off the phone because I had to take it, but this shit be doing something to me. She said, oh, shit. That's, there go Baphomet sitting in the corner.
With some yoga pants on.
Shit. Oh, shit. There go Baphomet sitting in the corner, nigga. I'm like, what? She said, yeah, that nigga sitting over there with goddamn yoga pants on. I said, yo, Blue, that looks at Baphomet. I said, yo, this nigga do got on yoga pants, yo. Look at that Baphomet when he's sitting cross-legged. That nigga's got on yoga pants. So I'm like, shit, Blue is really seeing this nigga. Said, that nigga sitting over there with yoga pants on. So the idea, you got to talk to these niggas like regular street niggas. Because that's all these niggas are. I'll tell you what, you know something, on Malcolm X's birthday, not last year, the year before that, that Malcolm X came through, I'm thinking I'm going to hear a deep, profound message. That nigga said, put on the movie. I put on the Spike Lee movie. Me and that nigga was laughing at every fucking scene. I kept going, I'm hearing Malcolm X laugh with me. He's like, go back, go back. And I'm rewinding. You know that part he was laughing at? When that nigga said, read your number, little. And he kept, and Denzel kept going, I forgot it. Yeah, I swear to you, Malcolm X was dying laughing off that. He told I wrote down a lot of other shit that he told me and lost that fucking paper along with these cat things. But he told me some names and all this shit. But this thing was like, I'm telling you, I'm watching this movie through the whole movie crying with this nigga. And the nigga tell me, yo, rewind that part. I forgot it. I'm like, yo, why niggas is all serious and brother Elijah. These niggas is clowns, yo. When I tell you these niggas, that's why when the brother was like, how can I get past partying bullshit? No, you need to prepare yourself for the real partying bullshit we about to get into. That shit is a nigga realm. There's nothing serious going on there.
party and bullshit. The same shit Biggie and Tupac was talking about. Nigga, you are going to the party. That's why Etta James' ass is getting up out. That's why you see them getting up out, because you need them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I thought we was going. As soon as Frankie Crocker went, I said, we going. And then after that, when Mr. Magic left, I said, yo, what are we waiting for now?
Oh,
we got Mr.
Yeah.
Magic, Frankie Crocker, the Chief Rocker. You know what I'm saying? Mr.
Yeah.
Magic, you know what I'm saying? Shit, nigga, I go right now. I'm good. All I need is a Pepsi throwback and I'm out. You know what I'm saying? All right, it was fun, y'all. Give me a, you know what I'm saying? Y'all forgot it. So after I'm like, yo, cause coming all serious with these niggas, I'm like, that shit is over. Cause I try to come all serious. I get clowned with that serious shit, you know what I'm saying? And get played. Fucking Ella Fitzgerald played me that night. You know what I'm saying?
They
My
will
grandfather
not
played me. Huh?
Yes. I was saying, you're right. They won't let you do. That was one of the things. That's funny. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they will play your ass. Like, and it's ill because this is what's interesting. There was I finally compiled a mural to all my dead homies over the years, and there were quite plenty, everybody from my hood. So I finally put the shit up. There was one sister who was cool. Her name was Annette.
Right.
Christian. But Annette was like, Annette wasn't, and I don't want to really say it like, Annette wasn't like the classic beauty, but she was, tits, ass, and lips. You know what I'm saying? But real sweet person. She had real, her sexual thing was really out there. Wasn't necessarily like fine, but she wasn't like that. She wasn't a jump off or none of that. And she became Christian. But one time, and I know it was spiritual, I was standing out in Queensbridge on the hill. I don't even know the subject. And I wasn't even conscious on that level, but whatever the conversation was deep, and she's listening. Then I stopped and looked at some chick's ass. Oh, brother, you were doing good before you, I said, wait a minute, there's no science in the world greater than that ass walking by right now. And she laughed, but then later on she became really, really, really conscious. And then, I hadn't thought about Annette for years, but Annette was one of the people that everybody had love for. So put the pictures up.
Right.
So the next day, without knowing it, Khadija walks in the room and said, who the fuck is Annette? I said, wow, what happened? But she was showing you her titties all last night. I'm like, what? I said, well, she said, do you know where Annette is? I'm like, look, motherfucker, wait, let's get this shit straight. That's Annette right there, you know what I'm saying? Annette been dead for 10 years. I said, but it's interesting because one of the last things I told her, there's no science greater than the black woman's ass. And she said, Annette was popping off them titties in the spirit world. You know what I'm saying? I said, oh,
wow.
And I just put the picture. So, I mean, it's that link. It's that all connected. We can contact anything. We can do anything. We just need to believe and understand that that's what's happening. You get what I'm saying? And do it from a control standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Do it from a point of not wondering what's going to happen next to me. Who's going to come next? Will it be Biggie? No, go get Biggie. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Go get him. If you want to talk to him, get him.
Yes.
You want to talk to them, go get them. Be active in it. Be active. Be aggressive. Be sure of yourself. You get what I'm saying? This is your science. You know what I'm saying? This is not foreign to us. This is not something we're getting into. This should just be as easy as walking. We just ain't been walking for a while. So all we have to do is just start taking these steps. And you got to take these steps like you know you're supposed to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? This, and like I said, it ain't got nothing to do with how much you read or none of that kind of shit. This shit got everything to do with how confident you are. You get what I'm saying? Half these niggas been walking around with a fucking 7-course name. You get what I'm saying? And this sister here says, look, motherfucker, I'm still a Christian. And this shit been coming going down the pipe.
And this is still happening.
You get what I'm saying? These other motherfuckers
it's
been trying. They've been trying so hard they gave up, and now all they fight is for oil spills. You get what I'm saying? They try to save the pigeons because they've given up. You get what I'm saying? Giving up trying to contact everything spiritual because it's coming from the wrong place. It's coming from your logic, not your heart. So your brain ain't got nothing to do with magic. Your brain got everything to do with being down this motherfucker. And magic ain't nothing but making your will done with the power of your energy.
your mind, which is your pineal, which is your true mind, your heart.
Mm.
In other words, you ain't going to think or deep your way out of it. You got to come from a place of knowing. Your heart is a place that knows. Your brain is the thinker. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said, you know that statue, the thinker? Oh, Brother Panic, I want to give you the thinker. I was like, fuck you, I'm a knower. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck I'm going to be a thinker for?
Right.
And I'm a
what
knower.
I want the thinker
you know what I'm
for?
Saying? What the fuck, I ain't got shit to think about. I know. You know what I'm saying? I know
I
this
know,
shit
right?
works. I know. I've seen the worlds we going to. I know already. I ain't fucking got shit to think about. I wonder what it's
right.
like over there. No, I'm going to tell you what it's like. I've seen crystals, vaginas,
oh, yeah.
floppy titties, you know, no credit
right.
scores. Everybody's at an even credit score.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
right. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So this shit here, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, that's an insult. What do you think I sit around thinking with you? I ain't thinking about shit. All I'm thinking about is what color couch to get. You know what I'm saying? You know, should I buy, you know, what color apple to get? Green? This pink motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Are these lemons fresh?
Right.
That's what I'm thinking about. Shit, anything about this
right.
shit? I'm going to say I know it. I've said this before. In the Chaos Magic book, The Saying Goes by Peter Carroll or Libra Known as Psychonaut, either one, but out of the Chaos Magic by Peter Carroll or the other one by Phil Hines, is the statement goes, fake it until you make it, which means
okay.
means the, that's just another way of saying it. Act like it until you become it. You get what I'm saying? Why even play like I've got something to figure out? That was
right.
another thing we talked about one time briefly on the remix, which was, you know, should you be using your will to make your thing happen? No, your will, you should be using your will to convince yourself that it's already happened.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? If you
right.
put it to say, instead of saying, I will be rich, you need to be saying, I'm rich now. That's a difference.
I'm rich now. You have to get it. Live in the now. Yeah.
Live in the now.
Yeah.
And that, where you don't need will, you change your perspective and you change your reality. So
right.
instead of saying
right.
I will be rich and I will get, say it's I am rich now. And you'll see everything you have to be rich, and you get into a magnetic increase mode. You get what I'm saying? So that's another way of saying you need to know instead of if you're saying I'm a thinker and I think deep thoughts, yeah, but that thinking deep thoughts ain't got that nigga been sitting on his goddamn
nothing to do
on his knee.
That's right.
That nigga been sitting on his knee before, you know what I'm saying, before you got here. Oh, he's the thinker. That
that's
nigga
right.
shit. No, you the asshole that's sitting over there. Jesus is the one with his hand on his heart pointing to the sky going, nigga, I know some shit. You know what I'm saying? Jesus or the Christ energy represents the knower. That's why he's sitting
right.
with his finger pointing. That's an Illuminati symbol. That is an occult symbol when Jesus is pointing to the sky, which means don't look
right.
at me, look where I'm pointing. And you also seen
right.
that in the movie with fucking Into the Dragon with Bruce Lee. Don't consciously, he said, look at the moon. The kid looked at his finger, smacked him in the head and said, don't look at the finger. If you're looking at the finger, you're going to miss all the glory of the fucking moon. You get what I'm saying? This is another
right.
way of saying, this is a simple way of saying, if you think I'm the shit, let me show you what I'm talking about, which is the same exact thing I've been saying for the last two times I was here. If you think I'm interesting, why don't you just listen to what I'm talking about that you could do yourself? You get what I'm saying? In other words, it's not about my focus. It's about focus on what I'm talking about. That's representing
right.
you pointing upward. You get what I'm saying? So that's an occult
right.
symbol. That's an occult symbol. You get what I'm saying? And the glow that Rich is talking about, that's just a glow within. And that's probably one of the deepest black metaphysical movies on the fucking planet. Goddamn, that dragon movie, Last Dragon with Timar. Because in that, he was looking for something outside of himself, even praying to Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee told me that was his energy behind that movie, as a matter of fact. Praying to Bruce Lee, and then only to find out that the shit was inside him the whole fucking time. I don't know how Barry Gordy pulled that shit off with an Elder Bard soundtrack. I don't know how that happened. But if you watch that, that's probably one of the heaviest metaphysical movies, Sugiyaki High, that you can ever, we ever see. That nigga was looking outside of himself for the glow. And then they said, wait a minute, I'm the master the whole time. And really, that's everything that niggas is metaphysically trying to say. These motherfuckers on Facebook is walking around with Sukiyaki hot. You know what I'm saying? You really gotta be a last dragon nigga to know what Sukiyaki hot means. Sukiyaki hot, Sukiyaki hot. If niggas know what that is, y'all real OGs. So niggas is walking around with their status message Sukiyaki hot. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas is just Sukiyaki hot. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas need to find that glow within. Your status messages will be there, nigga. Especially, I know y'all scared now because I know they just said the government been watching fucking Facebook. So I know y'all niggas scared to death now. They got that timeline on your ass. Sukiyaki hot, nigga. Sukiyaki hot.
That's right. They got that timeline.
They Sukiyaki hot your ass just now. Niggas is Sukiyaki hot it. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the most proud. That glow just represents enlightenment and all the rest of that, of course. But, you know, that's really the metaphysical message to know is that to get that victory within. So on one level, you know, because you can go through many levels of that set and horror story, but it's really a fight that's within. You get what I'm saying? A fight that was in. The old you got you into this fix. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
You, as a ruler, you fell. So what you were got you here. You get what I'm saying? So the harvest energy, the resurrection, represents you defeating Set. This really represents you defeating the old self. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You going to evolving. You get what I'm saying? Represents evolution. You get what I'm saying? Evolution. And like I said, I'm gonna tell you the book. It's like Egyptian mythology A to Z. But I'm gonna get the exact name of the book that we're in there, and I'll tell you the goddamn page and everything because you can get this book for cheap. I know it's called Egyptian mythology A to Z, but I want to get it in my hand.
I have it too. But I don't know.
I'm sure that's one of the ones I ranted to you as a must.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for it now. Like, looking through these goddamn books, boy, make me feel important. Egyptian A to Z. Where are you at, player? I can't even remember the guy's name. Okay, it might be on this side. Yep, and it is. Who's who? In Egyptian mythology. It's called Who's Who in Egyptian Mythology by Anthony S. Mercanti. Mercanti. And this is an excellent book. First of all, it just gives you all over on Egyptian mythology. It gives you a A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Page 43, they talk about Set, and here they go a whole page, and they give you some real good shit on that. Let me see. There's a prayer to Isis I wrote in 189. Let me look. 189. Must be some shit I figured out. Okay, yeah. The blood of Isis, the strength of Isis, the words of power of Isis shall be mighty to act as the powers to protect the great divine being and to guard him from him that would do unto him anything that beholdeth in abomination. So that's a prayer you can say, an Isis prayer, when you call on to her for protection. Let me see if I can find the Tale of Two Brothers page. I don't know if it's going to be that easy. Maybe I could just look under TQST, see if it's probably just, Tale of Magicians, Tale of Jops, Tale of Magicians. They got, all the shit on Tales of Magicians. No, I can't find it. It's not on the Tales, but in here, and I didn't mark the page, because I had two of these books, and I gave the other one, probably the mark one, in it somewhere. They have something called A Tale of Two Brothers, which you may be able to find online, but they tell you the brotherhood between Set and Osiris, Set and Horus. Set and Horus. Mm-hmm. And when you get that brotherhood, it goes beyond as this fight, you know what I'm saying? They got everything in here, the negative confessions and everything. So the idea here is you get that, and you can see they still, one of the older stories, they speak of the kinship between them because it's two sides of the same stick. It's two sides of the same stick. There's that picture with Horus, with Set coming out the back of Horus' neck, and where you get that statement in the Bible, Set, ye get behind me. Because it just represents your dark side or your hidden side, the medulla oblongata. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, I don't see it here anywhere coming out. And there's a lot, because I can see a lot of shit, good page, and I'm writing all these shits on it. You know, this whole book is highlighted.
Right.
But this is something you need. Who's Who in Egyptian Mythology by Anthony S. Mercanti. Mercanante, second edition. Yeah, I don't see the Tale of Two Brothers sticking out, but it's in here.
Yeah.
And excellent book. And you get to understand that it's a little bit deeper. The biggest story we get on there in the Osirian drama is it just basically fits into that Christian, you know what I mean? But you'll get a little bit more in that story. You know what I'm saying? You know, you'll get a little bit more in that story where you hear it's a little bit more complex than just good and evil. You get what I'm saying? And really, that story is that Set killed his brother to take the throne. And then Horus is born, and everybody's saying, well, Horus should take the throne. And he's the rightful heir. Set didn't want to give up the throne.
Yeah.
So it's a story about the ego. It's a story about the humanity and the ego. And on a certain level, you can look at it as the ego. The ego is born down here. So you can look at Set as a representation of Earth itself, of what happens to you when you get to Earth. You were formerly in glory. Happens when you get to Earth. You need Horus to eventually win out, or the soul to win out, to become the new ruler or the new king. Again, which is nothing but coming to America. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Comes to America.
Eddie Murphy,
The nigga with the soul glow just represents Set. Not really a bad guy, but, you know what I'm saying? Lisa represents Earth, so he's holding on to her. He's the king of Earth because he was the soul glow king. Eddie Murphy's the true king of the soul, brings the soul or the Earth back, redeems the Earth, brings it back to the kingdom. It's an old story said over and over and over again. All of this to say, you know, it's just got, if we see this through good and evil all the time, we miss a lot. You know what I'm saying? We miss a lot.
You do.
So we got to go beyond the good and evil. And I said the easiest way to do that is look at polarity. You know what I'm saying? Two sides of the same stick.
Yeah.
One side is only telling you about the difference with. One side is only telling you about the other side, really. You know what I mean? Simple as that.
Yeah. Simple as
that. Can we get another question in?
Well, we have 18 minutes left to go. We can. I do want to close out since it is the last show of the year. And I guess we can go to the phone lines as well, too. We do have people holding. But I do want to take this time to thank you. It's been an amazing year for all the information, not only that you've given to me personally, you know, that has brought tremendous enlightenment. I think everybody will include with that, but I'll tell you from myself as well, too, you know, coming on the platform as you do and sharing all the work, not just, like you said, not just sharing information, but things that work for you to help to continue to empower everybody as they keep on their path and their journey. So I do want to give you that thanks here. Before we close out, I told everybody I'd do the mushy stuff tonight, so that's why. So to tell you that, you know, because it really has, you know, it's not a day that don't go by that I don't get an email from somebody saying how much these shows that we have done has really helped them on their path, helped to empower them. so that they begin to take their own path and continue on their work and to do that. And I know that 2012, it's just going to get to the level where all of these shows that we've done, you know, every single one of them, everything that you've shared with us, is going to become more important. And so downloading is important, you guys. Keeping this stuff, because, you know, remember the caller, and you may remember this, Panic, that called in and said, I can't believe you guys are doing this for free. And she was like in amazement, like, wow, you giving out all this information for free? Like, seriously.
Right.
So I know Brother Panic is that daddy that likes to spank a lot, you guys. But know that you get so much. If you don't have the book list, that's a must. These are some things that are definitely a must. You know, you need to go back and you need to get that book list. Get those list of shows, because there's so many there. We have so many people. We're all at so many different levels in our understanding and our growth. And sometimes just because you heard something or just because you kind of did something, it doesn't mean that there's still not jewels back there for you. So, you know, it's not about checking the block and moving on to the next step and the next step. It is really about, you know, what we talk about, finding your inner light and following that and seeing where it goes and taking all this information that Brother Panic has put out, because, like, these shows, you know, somebody emailed me, and I think this is a good time for me to say this, and they said, well, if you can't find anybody who comes to come on your show, then, you know, I can be a guest, or I know somebody who can be a guest. Recognize that the platform, this is spiritual work. So it's not about not finding somebody to come on. I think you guys all know that. I can find people to come on and talk. The Remix family, I mean, wow, who more powerful than that? We can always find that. It's really not just about bringing anybody on. I'm really moved on this platform by spirit, and I know that that's definitely how Brother Panic is moved, Brother Bobby, and everybody else who comes on the platform and share, and when they share. So those things are not done by accident. We always talk about, we understand that this is a divine connection. We understand that there is sort of this energy that's moving it along with our own intention. Then understand and trust that here as well, too. So everyone who's listening now, no accident. Whether you just came to the show or you've been listening, whatever, it's not an accident. So take these things, take these words. They're wisdom, but they're more than wisdom. You understand what I'm saying? Because you get a chance to do so much with what you're doing. And that's real talk, you know, for those of you who can really feel it and understand it. That really is real talk. So I do want to thank you, you know, Brother Panic, for you know, coming on as much as you do. He's a trooper. Whenever I say I'm ready to roll, he's like, okay, Blue, I'm there, you know. And bringing not just anything, you know, really giving you some real-time things that you can use in this moment. Trust and believe that. So with that being said, I wanted to get that out the way. And also, I wanted to ask you this question. What is your favorite remix show?
That we did, or just period?
Just period.
Well, you know, I'm crazy. That nigga that, that hairstylist dude, where he was like, he could do eyebrows better than anybody, and you was like, the eyebrows. I think I got more favorite remix. Well, first, let me say this. I'm always honored and humbled to come on your show. I really appreciate this forum. You do allow me to be me. I really can't do this anyplace else. I'm not really interested in doing it anyplace else. But here, that is a reason, that is a spiritual reason, and I do understand why now anybody doesn't show up on your show, because your show has went to such a higher standard that it takes a little bit more for people to kind of come to the Remix family. So that's honor to the Remix family who does their studying, that shouldn't just be wasting their time with any old thing. You know what I'm saying? And that any old thing may be right, but now, unfortunately, we're in a place where this is about levels. And after y'all hear a certain amount of level of information, it's not the same. So y'all need to honor Miss Blue for trying to keep a certain standard going. And I recognize that. I recognize the before and after of the remix, you know, with Miss Blue coming into a whole new level. So I always feel that it's worth it to come here, because Miss Blue
if nobody else, Ms. Blue makes it worth it because I see from A to B in her study habits, and I'm just about the studying, and I'm about sharing with people who love to study. So she made it real happy-making for me to come here. It makes it real easy for me to come and express myself, so I'll always be here as long as Ms. Blue always asks. I consider it an honor to be here as well, Ms. Blue. So thank you for having me this year, and we'll do it again this coming year, or until this motherfucker stops, which I hope is on the 20th of December. Either other than that, we'll do it until the 20th of December, players. And queens,
that's what's up.
All the queens and kings.
All the queens and kings. So definitely, I do want to hear. So you're talking about, I know what show it was, where the brother said he used to be the eyebrow king and he could arch eyebrows better than
you. Yeah, and you said arch the eyebrow. I think more like there's more moments in the remix.
Yes,
you know
it is. It is a lot of remix moments.
That's a little bit more interesting. You know, of course, I usually come when I'm here when it's me, so. You know, when that chick called me an asshole, that shit was funny.
Oh no!
Favorite moment? The sailor's looking for his mermaid. That fucking dude.
Oh yeah, the captain is looking
for his mermaid. Hands down, my man, niggas is still hitting me with that. My boy Charles that I talked about last week called me. He was like, "Yo, the captain's looking for his mermaid." I'm like, "Son, I heard that shit for damn near 6 months now." That shit was funny. You know, that's funny.
That was hilarious.
I think what's also funny is everyone in the chat room, you know, when there's that one dick that shows up, you know what I'm saying, and everybody is just clowning him without him even knowing it, that's always funny, too. You know, it's just moments more. I don't think it's one show. It's more moments. Yeah, it's more moments. Like your earlier shows to me, not really. I got a sixth sense of humor, so your earlier shows are funny as hell. Before you was bone and consciousness, them shits was funny as hell. When you were doing human interest stories, I downloaded all those shits at one point. But Ms. Blue was always on it. She was always on it, though. But it was always like, if you even look at the earlier shows, if you know any spiritual thing, you could see that was an oracle back then. An oracle has to care about you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And really, I can hear three niggas' story and I'm done for the day. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know what I'm saying? Sukiyaki hot. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Ms. Blue, I'm like, you heard, how many readings? You did 10 readings today? How the fuck did you?
Yeah.
And then you went in there and baked the herb chicken? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I heard 10 readers for the day, I'm going to be laying in the grass. You know what I'm saying? Sukiyaki hot, sukiyaki hot. You know what I'm saying? So when I knew that shit, I said, oh, you an oracle. That's what it is. You is, player. And, you know, it was what it was. Because, shit, boy, if you go back, this ain't no new shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit that somebody said, well, Brother Patty got with a national, no. I said, God damn, this is your natural plight. You listening to this nigga's story about how he arched eyebrows and shit? You know what I'm saying? It was some nigga who got raped, you know what I'm saying? Not even in jail, like out in the street. Like, just a regular nigga who just got raped, like, twice. You know what I'm saying? I like, nigga, you need to stop arching them eyebrows, kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, the story was sad, but, you know, he found the courage to come on Ms. Blue show. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and just let it out. Now it is a sad human story. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Ms.
Really
Blue
was.
Did her Ms. Blue her thing well. You know, he arched the eyebrows. He did his thing well. So I'll listen to those stories because I know Ms. Blue now. And I'm sorry. I told you in the beginning, I'm a sick motherfucker. That shit was funny to me. You know what I'm saying? Just some stories. Another funny thing, when Blue put me on to this Brother Jerry. Jerry is another host, and that motherfucker, you hear, Jerry's a nigga, he had 5 shows in one night, just back to back.
He sure did.
But,
yes,
but Jerry will get drunk, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jerry will be normal, but you hear him sipping all through his shows.
And then by fucking the third show, fuck Obama. Fuck Obama, goddamn. Stick him in the ass. Stick him in the ass. And like I said, I'm going to blow Nancy Lockhart. Nancy Lockhart was in Jerry's room before.
That's oh, yes, yes. You remember that?
Nancy. And Nancy was talking smack with me and everything in the room. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I fell in deep like with Nancy. So, okay, she keeps it real. She ain't tight. She keeps it real. You know what I'm saying? So that was funny. That shit was funny. Well, I ain't going to say it was funny, but it was interesting. Like, 75 people had blog talk shows. Now, 7 people got blog talk shows. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wow,
right.
A lot of them just crashed and burned. Because it was funny because Miss Blue brung, Miss Blue went got on Blog Talk when it was beta. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, when it
was one of the first people to get there. So she was the one who actually started bringing a black presence there, like hooking black people, or a lot of the early black people were there. Well, this is how you do that. This is how you freak that. She was guiding a lot of people. It wasn't even none of that. But then it became conscious lecturer wars. You know what I'm saying? They get one lecturer,
yes.
And then he's on 75. Which was real crazy. Like, they'll be like, on Thursday, this lecturer will come on and talk about a white suit. Then people will get at him for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday and talk about a white suit. So by the time you get to your show on Thursday, which you announce, the shit has already been done. Like, little bullshit like that. I'm like, what is... That's how you know this is regular niggas. Get what I'm saying? This ain't no enlightened
right.
Spiritual niggas from Syria. These are just regular niggas from goddamn the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? Regular niggas from College Point. You know what I'm saying? Regular niggas from Newark, New Jersey. All these enlightened beings with fucking soul fro. Regular niggas just trying to hustle. So after that, I think then the lecturers started getting their own fucking Blog Talk Radio show. Then that ended. You know what I'm saying? But I give Miss Blue stood strong. The Remix family stood strong through it. A couple of others stood strong. Other people just gave up. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, I'll sneak in their room as a guest. It'd be 3 people in that motherfucker. There was one motherfucker. I clicked on the wrong room. It was me, the speaker, and the guest in there one time. And then I couldn't leave because they both said, hi, panic. So I couldn't just bounce, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting in there in the room with their asses going, okay, you know what I'm saying? What's going on here? It's just him, her, and me, you know what I'm saying? When I tell you that's some awkward shit, that's some sukiyaki hot shit right there for you. Sukiyaki hot, you know what I'm saying? So there's just been funny things with Blog Talk as a whole, you know what I mean?
It has. It's been a great platform, like you said, to share, and I'm very thankful. It's been a long run, like I said, back when they were beta, you know, back when it wasn't even really a fight. And I remember the first time I came on, because it was through Panic that I actually got on Facebook. And that's right. The first time I got on Facebook, like, I put up a show, and the next thing I know, 30 people started saying, oh, we got a show. We got a show, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, spread the love. But that's how a lot of things sort of got spread. But I am very thankful for all of you guys. We have like 3 minutes left to go. I want to say thank you to everyone who has come on the platform. And next year I got some new folks that you guys don't know, some real good folks, and some other people that you do know that will be coming back, of course. Brother Bobby Hemmett, reach out, show some love to him, and also Linda as well. And Brother Bobby Hemmett will be coming. You know Panic will be there. You know I'll be there. Wayne Chandler is going to be coming on. Dr. Eileen Bay. I'm sure we're going to have a slew of people coming back through as well as we still keep doing our remix things and having our chat and chill. Everybody loves the chat and chill, especially when Brother Panic comes on as well. And we'll be doing all the great things that we'll be doing and so much more. So you guys, don't forget to download. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it. If you're on over on Facebook as well, put up your favorite remix show. You know, let everybody know which one you like because you guys have your favorites too. I know the captain is looking for his mermaid. I think Brother Panic's call dropped. Do y'all like my ringtone? Are you there, Brother Panic?
No, I'm still going. We got 2 minutes. You want me to try to call you back? Okay, let me see if I can. We'll see. All right, peace. Well, it looks like Brother Panic's call dropped. I'm going to try to call him back. But as I'm closing out, I do want to say much love to everybody who's offered support, insight, all of you guys who've participated, the Remix family, everybody, all of you guys that we've connected with throughout this year. It's been amazing. To the new people, keep listening, you know, keep doing your work, like we all say, you know, building that foundation, you know, like Brother Panic talked about, so that you can get into the spiritual work. Get the readings, you know, those are great too. You can always email me, download the audio workbook. That is something that will definitely keep you on your journey. I'm going to see you guys probably after the new year. I really used this time. I didn't take off any time this year because I've been working on readings and still have more to go before the end of the year. So I'm going to take this time to really kind of recharge my light and get that flame up, and coming back with so much more. When I come back, I'll have the Oracle cards will be available and so many other projects that's out. I hopefully Brother Panic's book will be done as well too. So it's so many things that we have out there. I know a lot of you are working on projects as well too, and you're working on things that you have, your own things that we will be sharing those here on the Remix. Join those pages. Connect with Brother Panic on Facebook, myself as well. Join the Remix family page. You know, post up over there. Really connect, you know, connect in your authentic self. You know, really begin to really share that part of yourself. So I wish you guys nothing but peace and love. As we continue, I'm going to really be, you know, into the dark side of myself, which is the beautiful part as well, really doing some work there as well, just in this time of year. And I encourage you all to do the same. I want to send out special love and thanks to Sister Munya, who supports me as well, the sister who works with me in readings, Esther, Kalimar, the whole Remix family, all of you guys. I can name you all, but we have 26 seconds. So I want to send that special love out to everybody out there that is listening, Griffin, everybody, Brother I, all of you guys, every single one of you that's doing that, keep doing what you're doing. Love you guys so much, really, from my heart, Baby Blue's heart, and the Remix family. Much love to Elder Haru, who has always been a support system, and so many others. Peace and love, you guys. Much love, warm spirit, and we're out of here. See you.